Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. At 34 days, the government shutdown is on the verge of becoming the longest ever. If it runs into tomorrow, and at this point it looks like it will, this will be the longest shutdown on record. Food aid for millions is at risk, and airline passengers are feeling the pinch as some air traffic controllers who are not getting paid stage a sick out. And President Trump is chiming in.
With the shutdown entering its sixth week, the president said he won't be extorted by Democrats. Appearing on CBS's 60 Minutes, he said that Democrats who are demanding an extension in health care subsidies have lost their way and predicted that they will eventually capitulate to Republicans. The president said if Democrats don't vote to reopen the government, it's their problem. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British police say a man faces attempted murder and other charges following a stabbing attack on a train. It wounded 11 people. A railway worker who tried to stop the attack is hospitalized, suffering life-threatening wounds.
Some of the eyewitnesses described how heroically he had dealt with the attacker. Deputy Chief Constable Stuart Cundy of British Transport Police said, having viewed the CCTV from the train, the actions of the member of the staff were nothing short of heroic and undoubtedly saved people's lives.
The BBC's Daniel Stanford, the British-born suspect identified as 32-year-old Anthony Williams. Israel says the latest remains of three hostages returned from Gaza are soldiers who were killed in the October 2023 Hamas attack on southern Israel that sparked the war in Gaza. A parade in downtown Los Angeles today and a rally at the stadium for the World Series champion Dodgers. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been in positive territory so far. The Dow futures are up more than 20 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom, it's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We have some slowing on the JFX southbound at Ruxton Road. About 25 minutes ago, vehicle hit a deer at that location. So right now, the investigation, the cleanup underway. Only the right lane is open. Traffic still light through the area. But if you're coming down the expressway from the Beltway and eventually headed down towards Northern Parkway, you'll be in a single lane right now. And it looks like within the next 25, 30 minutes, that will be completely cleared. At one point, about 20 minutes ago, we had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway before the American Legion Bridge. Turned out it was minor. They cleared the vehicles very quickly from the left-hand lane. And for right now, in Montgomery County, that area of the Capitol Beltway is on the move once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off with some cloudy skies for your Monday morning. A couple of showers, too, rolling in from the south and staying east of I-95, so not toward the eastern shore. Heading toward the afternoon, drying out with temperatures in the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Five people are injured after they were struck by a vehicle in downtown Baltimore Sunday night. Police say the incident happened around 7:30 p.m. in the 100 block of Marketplace, and the driver involved in the crash remained at the scene. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening, and police are investigating how the accident happened. The Justice Department has removed Baltimore County as a designated sanctuary jurisdiction. The move comes after the county signed a memorandum of understanding with ICE to cooperate in immigration enforcement. In its agreement with the government, Baltimore County officials say they'll give the federal government appropriate notice when they release detainees from county custody. Drivers hoping to avoid collisions may want to stay off the streets of D.C. and Baltimore. Allstate recently released its list of the safest and riskiest U.S. cities for driving. The ranking was based on claims data for 2022 and 23 in America's 200 largest cities. D.C. was ranked as the second riskiest city, just behind Boston. Baltimore came in as the third riskiest city. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
I always buy my emergency food from my Patriot Supply. Fair prices, fast shipping, quality food.
We love buying from my Patriot Supply. The products are fantastic and service is excellent.
My Patriot Supply is America's most trusted emergency food company. And right now, they have a special offer for listeners of this station. It's called the Black Friday Survival Special, and it comes with a four-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, even a water purifier, bug-out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. And it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And once again, Baltimore gets no help from the Colts.
Jones, ball gets knocked away! The ball was rolling around with one Steeler and one Colt in the area, and Pittsburgh has got it. Alex Highsmith with the hit.
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS, and what a performance by the Steelers' defense yesterday, forcing six Indianapolis turnovers, including three picks of Daniel Jones, and that fumble as the Steelers halt the talk of their demise 27-20 over the Colts. The win allows the Steelers to hold serve in the division, and the Ravens remain two back with nine games to play. Meanwhile, insanity in Cincinnati.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland!
Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta had the call on Fox, a jaw dropper indeed. Caleb Williams to the rookie Colston Loveland, 58 yards with 17 seconds left to play. And the Bears, despite a record-setting day for Joe Flacco, beat the Bengals 47-42, dropping Cincinnati a half game behind the Ravens in the AFC North. What a finish. Coming up in 30 minutes, heartbreak for Denny Hamlin in Phoenix, and Justin Tucker has been usurped. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Port McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, November 3rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour, Governor Tax Moore campaigning in Virginia. No surprise there. He doesn't really spend much time in the state. And sending money to food banks over the Schumer shutdown at the end of the SNAP benefits. We'll take a look at the Democrats now. Really, they might end the Schumer shutdown after tomorrow, which is Election Day. And they're just trying to get their base out to vote in New York City, Virginia, Jersey, etc. But our top story here today is the President of the United States is calling out the Muslim Christian genocide that it's specifically in this case in Niger. But I've been watching very carefully over the last several weeks and months as the radical Islamic fundamentalists, the Boko Haram and other Islamic fundamentalist organizations and terrorists have been systematically slaughtering Christians in Sudan, in Niger, in other parts of Africa. And I'm just wondering, where's the media? Where's the global media? Where's the American media? Where are the elected officials, both Democrats and Republicans? And finally, President Trump calling them out over the weekend. There have been many reports, and I've seen the videos and the pictures are just horrifying. This is a genocide. Women, young children, men. President Trump wrote, Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria. Thousands of Christians are being killed. Radical Islamists are responsible for this mass slaughter. I am hereby making Nigeria a country of particular concern. But that is the least of it. When Christians or any such group is slaughtered like is happening in Nigeria, something must be done. I'm asking Congressman Riley Moore, together with Chairman Tom Cole, House Appropriations Committee, to immediately look into this matter and report back to me. The United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria and numerous other countries. We stand ready, willing, and able to save our great Christian population around the world. He followed that up with another Truth Social post just a few hours later, saying, if the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the USA will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria and may very well go into that now disgraced country, guns a-blazing, to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible atrocities. I hereby instruct our Department of War to prepare for possible action. If we attack, it will be fast, vicious, and sweet, just like the terrorist thugs who attacked our cherished Christians. Warning, the Nigerian government better move fast. And over the weekend, President Trump said this.
They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. We're not going to allow that to happen.
So when you designate a country of particular concern, that means now that they're going to start looking at everything that can and probably will be done to punish Nigeria for turning its face. Now, the Nigerian president, this is a weird situation. The Nigerian president is a Muslim, but his wife is a Christian. Go figure. I don't know how that works, but that's how it goes down. Now, they're saying that Muslims are being persecuted as well. This is a war between Christians and Muslims. But what's happening here is that, you know, it's one thing if you have a war between Christian men and Muslim men, okay, which was the Crusades, basically. But when you're targeting innocent women and children, and the pictures and the videos coming out of Sudan, Darfur, and parts of Nigeria are just horrifying. And it just reminds me of the Holocaust. And we all said never again. So President Trump finally, of course, he wants to do something about it. Trump's not pulling any punches. And he said radical Islamists are responsible for this mass slaughter. So this is not, and people, the left is going, he's starting a war. He's going to be defending vulnerable people that are being slaughtered by another faith. So that's what's going on. Get your reaction to that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king is here, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the deer struck JFX southbound at Ruxton Road. Now everything is confined to the shoulder, and they've reopened all the lanes. One police car is remaining there now, but most of the backup, was only a small backup anyway, is pretty much gone. Looking at the early buildup here, I mean, it's pretty early for this. Outer Loop, 795 crossing at Liberty Road. I'm not sure that there could be something a little bit further down before we get to the area of I-70 and the Rampant Security Boulevard. So we'll have to get State Highway to turn that camera at Liberty Road. I suspect there could be something there right after Liberty Road. This is a little bit early for this to be stacked up like this. And then down around I-70, there's not a lot of traffic there. So it looks like the culprit is going to be in about the usual spot around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off cloudy this morning, and then a few scattered showers in the area possible. And basically, south and east of 95, you can expect it. Drying out by later this afternoon. Temperatures back up in the 60s, so another mild day today, much like yesterday. It's cloudy in 47 in Ellicott City, 52 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. The L.A. Dodgers pull off a thrilling comeback to win Game 7 against the Toronto Blue Jays and earn their second World Series in a row. The entire country was rooting for their beloved Dodgers and the players to win. And that country would be Japan. You
know. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Oh, whoa, Canada. Couldn't happen to a nicer country, to my Canadian friends and, you know, and listeners and so on and so forth. Look, when you boo the national anthem, when you start ripping on Trump, and of course now the prime minister has apologized to him for running that Reagan ad. So, but, you know, I know as a fan, it's got to be tough when you lose a game seven. What a World Series, huh? What a game seven.
Damn.
Yeah, just incredible.
The ninth inning came, and I thought, well, this is it.
That's it. They were just outs.
And a guy who's done nothing hit the home run.
Yeah, and then tied it up. And then, of course, other players as well, Will Smith. So way to go, Dodgers, keeping America atop the World Series. President Trump announced he's renovated the Lincoln bathroom in the White House. It's been completely redone in white marble.
I saw that.
Yeah. Apparently, why was it called the Lincoln bathroom? Well, Mary Todd Lincoln said that Abe would blow it up on a regular occasion. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, that's right. Immigration raids carried out in Chicago on Halloween night by federal agents dressed up in horror masks. Apparently, they didn't really hide their identity all too well. They were handing out food stamps. That was a dead giveaway. Instead of fun-less candy bars. New polling claims only 12% of Americans favor the current system of daylight saving time. That number's going to go lower after everybody has to go home in the dark later on today. It's 5 o'clock and it's dark and you're leaving work. I hate it.
Sun's coming up here in about, 15, 20 minutes
now. Exactly. So that part of it's nice, but the end part is not so nice.
I don't like when it gets, Chris and I were just talking. So I remember up there one time when we lived there and started to rain like about 3:30. At 4 o'clock, it was dark.
Yeah. I can't remember where it was. They said if you were to keep it that way, if you were daylight saving time all year long, it would somewhere in the country, the sun would rise at like 4:30 in the morning.
That's
which,
odd.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the land of the midnight sun, you know. If I want to go there, I go to Norway for that. In a Truth Social post, President Trump claims that Seth Meyers' rhetoric on Late Night with Seth Meyers is illegal. Trump wants to see Myers put away, spend the rest of his life someplace. Well, no one will ever see him again. CBS. You know? He's not saying the rhetoric was illegal. He's saying that, the amount of time he spends bashing Trump might be an in-kind contribution.
Right.
And the FEC ought to look into that. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian claims the moon landing was fake.
Saw that.
Yeah. Well, most of Kim is fake, so
she's a moon bat. She should know.
She ought to identify with that. And
how would she know anything?
Sydney Sweeney is causing a lot of controversy again. I don't know if you saw the pictures all over social media.
Saw that dress. Yes.
That dress was a pretty dress, but it was sheer enough where you left nothing to the imagination.
That's true.
So a lot of people were saying, look, you're too classy, and so on and so forth. That's the trend now. I saw Demi Moore in a similar top, although it was a black top over the weekend. She did the same thing where you can leave nothing. Yeah, that's part of, I think, the allure for a lot is just leave something to the imagination. Don't put it all out there in everybody's face.
Well, now I always think about the young women, the young girls, they go, oh, well, she can do that.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's a good point on that. Hey, did you see the videos of the Halloween socialists? All these people that, some people now, the latest trend is if you don't want to be bothered to open the door, they just put a bowl of candy out. Right. On a tray, and they leave a sign, please take two max or take one or whatever. And there are all sorts of videos of people that are just destroying. They go up there and take the whole bowl and dump it into their bag. And in one case I saw, the kid went back, he took like a handful, must have been 5 or 6 pieces of candy, goes back to the car where his mother was, I guess, driving him from house to house. And she apparently sent him back to empty the rest of the bowl.
Yeah.
And
so one of the fathers take a big handful for each kid.
I mean, that's just but there is one. I did one see a video of a child that was obviously raised right. He goes to the bowl and obviously it's been cleaned out. There's like one piece of candy left. He felt bad about taking the last piece of candy.
from the bowl. So he took candy out of his bag and put it in the bowl.
Right, saw that.
Yeah. So just crazy Halloween. I had
that's
zero
a kid with manners.
Yeah, we had. I was with my my grandchildren for Friday night.
Cute kid.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I did post
the Woody. The Woody character was suspect.
Yeah, the Woody character was very suspect.
A lot of comments because somebody named Whitaker commented, and that's just what.
Yes, I saw that. You were like the spark behind all the Woody comments. That's for sure.
I didn't realize I was going to get that kind of coverage.
The funny part is my grandson, Brooks, you know, he came down from a nap, and the maid was already up. And so he comes out, and he looks at me, and looks at me, and he's clearly, he's not liking it. And he goes over to my wife, Robin, and hugs her leg and would not let go. And finally she says, take off your hat. And I did. I told him, take off that. He goes, pop, pop. So and it was fine. He just did not like the hat. He didn't like.
Right.
And so we were talking later. He thought maybe he thought his pop-up turned into Woody. And that was, that's what was scaring him or something. I don't know. Yep. Trying to figure that out.
Now, quick update.
Yes, sir.
My intuition was correct. It's a broken down vehicle, outer loop, south of the bridge at Windsor Mill in the construction zone. No shoulder available, blocking the right lane.
Very good, Chuck. Thanks. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. More on President Trump declaring Nigeria a country of particular concern. And where are the so-called Christians and the Democrat and the rest of the Christians in the Republican Party to support President Trump in what's going on in obviously parts of Sudan, Nigeria, and even in some cases Somalia as well? It's just outrageous. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you that during the entire month of November, it is the Black Friday sale. We just don't wait to the day after Thanksgiving. It's all month long. You can save 45% to 80% off your favorite Rescue nutraceuticals, your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, and you can do that simply by going online, res-q.com. Check them out, and you can see all the Rescue Natural Supplements. You can read the reviews. You can see the ingredients And there's also another site you can go, res-q.life, where you take a little 5-minute health survey, and they can recommend some supplements if you're not sure which supplements you should be taking to, maintain your health or repair your health. So, again, huge savings. And again, the shipping on orders over $75 are free. You earn your Rescue Rewards points. This excludes all combo packs, et cetera, multi-packs. But get it right now. Best time of the year to stock up on your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. And that is during the Black Friday sale all month long.
Fox 45 News. From policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, 23 minutes after the rap superstar Nicki Minaj praising President Trump for speaking out against the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. Publicly thanking President Trump, as she wrote over the weekend. I'll share that with you in just a second, right after we get caught up to date on traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Slowing on the Beltway, and as we suspected when we first looked at it, we said, well, this has got to be an accident or a broken-down vehicle, and it is a broken-down vehicle is what they're calling it. Now, southbound on the outer loop, as you're moving down from Liberty Road and eventually down towards Dogwood Road, down through that area, there's a lot of activity in the right lane. The problem is, with the construction, there's no shoulder there. So when something happens, we lose that lane very quickly. We're backed up to the interchange back at 795. And it looks like there's now something. I don't know if this guy's going to continue on down or not. There's a police car coming down the outer loop in that same area. It looks like he might be heading to that other scene near Windsor Mill Road. So you're backed up already, back to 795. If you're coming down 795 to the outer loop, you'll have a delay from there. Once you get to Liberty Road, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start to the day. A few scattered showers possible in the area. South and east of 95. Will drying out a little later on today. Temps in the mild, up in the 60s or so. It'll be a mild day today. Right now we're looking at cloudy 49 in the city, 46 in Bel Air. And Nicki Minaj, the rapper praising President Trump, was speaking out against persecution of Christians in Nigeria, where since 2009, by the way, over 52,000 Christians have been murdered, making Nigeria one of the deadliest places for the followers of the faith. She posted, "Reading this made me feel a deep sense of gratitude. We live in a country where we can freely worship God. No group should ever be persecuted for practicing their religion. We don't have to share the same beliefs in order for us to respect each other. Numerous countries all around the world are being affected by this horror, and it's dangerous to pretend we don't notice. Thank you to the president and his team for taking this seriously. God bless every persecuted Christian. Let's remember to lift them up in prayer." Of course, now she's getting blasted by the left on X for defending President Trump or praising President Trump. But let me just tell you about the Islamic fundamentalism, which is the foundational aspect of Islam. The people that aren't around, going after the infidels, beheading them, and so on and so forth. They're not following fundamentalist Islam, which, by the way, says if you're not a Muslim, you're an infidel, you're a kafir, you are a non-believer, and two things happen to you. One, you will be a second class citizen. You must pay a tax to Muslims in the country and the state for not being Muslim, and that's the kinder approach. But the other option is you get killed. You get smited at the neck. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. And by the way, way to go, Ravens has passed Thursday over Miami. Way to go. Thank you. All right, here's the thing. Islam is not a religion of peace. And you have to remember that, as you just said, that the tax you're talking about is called a dini and so forth. They theoretically said that we Jews and y'all Christians are people of the book, by the way, of the Quran. No, that's not so. Because, number one, if we were really people of the book, supposedly, they would not be going around killing any Christian or us Jews in the first place. You have to understand, it's very hypocritical. Plus, the fact that the symbol of the Saudi Arabian flag has the sword in it. What country do you think really, its main emphasis, has a sword on it? It doesn't really mean peace at all. And that's why the media, left-wing media, is afraid. And they have to capitulate, or I'm afraid they would see the writing on the wall with the sword. So what do you think about that?
No, look, I think clearly that is part of the history of Saudi Arabia and that part of the world. And I do think now that they've had some issues in the past, and I still think they're to be watched very carefully. But these other countries right now are Sudan and Niger and others. Somalia being another one is where Christians are being systematically slaughtered. The goal here is to wipe out Christianity in those countries. And look, there are other countries that have had issues with Christians. China right now is not treating Christians with a lot of regret. In fact, there's a couple Christian pastors are being held by the Chinese right now in jails. And I would hope that President Trump would also call out Xi Jinping and the Buddhists and the like and the atheists in China for not helping with Christians in China as well. So, look, Christianity is under attack. Worldwide. Thank God we have a president that recognizes that he's calling it out, and hopefully we'll be consistent in that approach. But I just look at the globalist media, the corporate media, and the rest of these so-called Christians in both parties that have kept silent watching this attempted genocide over the past, 10 years or so in parts of Africa. It is sickening to me. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in this area, you can choose the the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business over a half a century. You know, it's really about time that the two premier transmission service companies teamed up. And whether it's for a new, used, or rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealer's charge, look no further than either Glen Burnie or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. They offer free area towing. Financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or go to gbt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best transmission team in Baltimore. All right, coming up next, right after the 6:30 news, it is Democrats look to end the Schumer shutdown, but not until after tomorrow's election. Time for the latest news headlines in for Maggie. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that injured three people early Sunday. A 24-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl are injured after they were shot at around 1:30 a.m. in the 700 block of South Broadway in Fells Point. Medics took the victims to area hospitals for treatment. At around the same time, patrol officers responded to a shooting in the 300 block of West Lexington Street, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. That victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives are investigating due to the severity of the victim's injury. Maryland Governor Wes Moore calling on the Trump administration to release SNAP contingency funds today. On Friday, two federal judges ordered the administration to use contingency funds for SNAP recipients. On Saturday, a judge said the administration must present a plan by today to either make full payments now or partial payments by Wednesday. Governor Moore says the Trump administration must follow the law, release contingency funding, and lead congressional Republicans in ending the federal government shutdown. He says SNAP is a lifeline for millions of Americans, including 680,000 Marylanders. And Maryland State Police leading an investigation into a fatal Wicomico County shooting. Troopers in Salisbury were called to a home on Northwest Over Drive shortly before 5 p.m. Sunday. When they arrived, they found a man and a woman who'd been shot. Both victims were taken to a hospital where the woman died from her injuries. The Salisbury Police Department and State Police were able to identify a suspect. He was located shortly before 7 p.m. where an officer-involved shooting occurred. Both incidents remain under investigation. Well, coming right up, we take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 662, the pick 4, 7877. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Big delay already on the Beltway this morning. Started a little while ago, outer loop south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. It's an incident there, was reported as a broken down vehicle. But again, in that area, there's no shoulder because of the ongoing construction. So the state highway car is there, and also the state police are also there. So there's a lot of activity going on right there at that scene after the bridge at Windsor Mill. We're backed up all the way back to 795. The bottom end of 795 is going to be a little slow as well as you're joining the outer loop. So again, once you get down around that bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you'll need to be to the center and the left-hand side. The inner loop is picking up just a brief delay looking at the flashing lights. We're starting to see a little heavier traffic now, but with the lanes open south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
WTBN.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off with some cloudy skies for your Monday morning. A couple of showers, too, rolling in from the south and staying east of I-95, so toward the eastern shore. Heading toward the afternoon, drying out with temperatures in the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens fans with a win in hand on Thursday night kicked back, relaxed, and watched another wild day in the NFL. Start you off in Pittsburgh, where the Steelers needed a win to fend off the Ravens.
Back looking to the right for Freiermuth. The Steelers have taken the lead.
Rob King had the call on Steelers Radio Network. Six turnovers forced by the Pittsburgh defense, and the black and gold remain two games ahead of Baltimore. 27-20 was the final over the Colts. On to Cincinnati, where Joe Flacco led a spirited comeback in the final 2 minutes. Unfortunately, the Bengals defense then had to take the field.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland! Bangs off his man! He's going to score!
Home!
Colston Loveland!
Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta had the call on Fox. Caleb Williams to the rookie Colston Loveland, 58 yards with 17 seconds left to play. And the Bears, despite a record-setting day for Flacco, beat the Bengals 47-42, dropping Cincinnati a half game behind the Ravens in the AFC North. And finally, on to Vegas. We knew it would eventually happen, just not by this guy.
68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's gone! It's gone from 68. Cam Little. Cam's up big.
You've got to be kidding me.
Chris Myers with a rather pedestrian call, if you ask me. Certainly didn't meet the moment of Cam Little's new NFL record 68-yard field goal propelling the Jags over the Raiders. Elsewhere, the Bills hold off the Chiefs 28-21 in Buffalo, and the Seahawks last night crushed the Commanders 38-14. Jaden Daniels knocked out late with a dislocated elbow. He could be out for the year. NASCAR Cup Series yesterday in Phoenix, another heartbreak for Denny Hamlin.
Didn't work out. You know, I was just praying that no caution, and had one there, and what can you do? It's just not meant to be.
The 44-year-old veteran led for a staggering 208 laps from the pole position, but three laps from victory and in the lead, a late caution pushed the event to overtime, with Hamlin finishing sixth and second in the championship fight as Kyle Larson surges late to score his second Cup Series title. And finally, take you back to Saturday night in Toronto, one of the greatest World Series games ever played.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith in Game 7.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Dodgers with a dramatic comeback win in 11. 5-4 the final, and let the dynasty talk begin. L.A. has gone to the series five times in the last 9 years. Three wins. They spend the most money, by the way, including becoming now the first team to go back-to-back since the Yankees three-peat from 98 to 2000. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what in the world were the Commanders thinking?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Chris Meyer just sent a text and said, who are you calling pedestrian?
Well,
you didn't like Cam Little came up big?
Well, yes, but I like Cam Little came up big, but where is the talk about it being broken a record? That's right. The dude just hit a 68-yard field goal, and all he's got is, yeah, it's good. That's really all he had.
He was thinking about the Cam Little came up big. That was coming afterwards.
He should have had that ready.
He should have.
Yeah, good broadcaster has that ready. Okay, look, I don't listen to DC radio. Maybe you do. I don't know.
I do.
Okay.
Some.
If this had happened in Baltimore, Jaden Daniels was on the field trailing by 31 points with 6 minutes to play. If this had happened in Baltimore and Lamar got his elbow dislocated,
yep.
They would call for the head of John Harbaugh.
Yep.
What was Dan Quinn possibly thinking?
I don't know. The only thing they got right last night were the Super Bowl throwback uniforms and retiring Art Monk's jersey. Outside of that, it was horrific. I didn't see the game. I taped it because obviously I was asleep, but then I watched the highlight. Just, I don't know what it was about Redskin quarterbacks, Joe Theismann, Alex Smith. They get these gruesome injuries. It's almost as if they're cursed because they changed the name. I don't know. But that's unacceptable. Fourth quarter, losing by that much. With a guy that's already banged up. He already has a bad knee and a bad hamstring, and he's on a running play yet.
Right.
You're going to run yourself to victory down 30 points or whatever? I think it's a desperate team right now. They're too old, they're too injured, and desperate teams take desperate actions.
You know, yeah, you're right. I mean, he was first game back from a hamstring. He must have run the ball 11 times yesterday, which is just, I don't know.
I think it was 10 for 50.
Okay. Well, why?
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's... They're desperate. Yeah. They really are. Man,
sorry,
it was such a great season last year. And like NFL is year to year.
It's week to week.
It is week to week.
It's half to half.
Yeah, it really is.
But Sean, on the bright side, though, you went 4-0.
I did?
In Pick'em.
No, I didn't, because I picked the Commanders.
Oh, rats, I was trying to give you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, 3-1, that's not bad. Oh, you know what? Maggie went 4-0.
Okay.
How in the world?
Yeah, maybe I should take lessons from her.
Yeah, team. I think she picked team colors. Yeah,
all right, just thanks, FYI. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, it is day 34 of the shutdown, and it is just incredible now. We're watching this as Democrats, I think, and this was, first we thought they were going to wait till after No King's Day, but now it's evident that they're waiting till after Election Day, which is tomorrow. It may not be on Wednesday or Thursday, it's possible, but they want to drive their base, the radical left-wing base out in New York City, in Virginia, and in Jersey, Pennsylvania, and in California. And they want to, running on Trump. Trump's not on the ballot. His policies may be, but he's not on the ballot. But they want to keep this as all about Trump, and that's the reason why they want to blame him for the shutdown. And Senator Ted Cruz was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday, and he concurs.
Senator, before you go, will the government open this upcoming week? This is getting seriously impacting the U.S. economy. What's your take?
I think it's likely to open Wednesday or Thursday of this week. The Democrats will wait until after Election Day because they think a shutdown is good for energizing the crazies in their party. But I think it'll be either late this week or early next week.
Are you going to have to...
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen also agrees that he's been hearing from his Democrat colleagues in the Senate that they're going to reopen after tomorrow.
So now what the Democrats are literally telling us this, they plan on open it back up probably Wednesday or Thursday after the election, after they elect a communist in New York to be the mayor, after the New Jersey's gubernatorial race, after Virginia's governor's race, they're going to come out, they're going to look for an exit ramp because they know they're losing. Shoot, even CNN's polls are showing that this isn't good for them. The American people have already been exposed to, Congresswoman Clark by saying that this is a leverage point for them. You had Chuck Schumer say every day is getting better for them. You had Senator Coons from Delaware goes out and says it's uncomfortable, but it's a leverage point. And even Bernie Sanders goes out and says they can't open it back up because they lose leverage.
Yeah, and President Trump made the point that, this is 14 times they've been given an opportunity to reopen the government, and Democrats have opted not to.
We have voted 14 times to open the country, and they vote to keep it closed. All they have to do is vote to open the country, and we only need 5 Democrats.
And that's what you heard. You had leverage over health care for illegals, and leverage over $1.5 trillion in new spending in a renegotiated CR, which is not going to happen. So, again, Democrats realize they're getting hit in the polls, but they just want to wait one more day so they can play political games with this. And that is the whole impetus behind this. Coming up, we'll hear a flashback from Barack Hussein Obama, what he said about shutdowns back in 2013 at 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now, with the update, once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new problem on the Capitol Beltway. Prince George's County vehicle fire, apparently as of about 20 minutes ago, was blocking 2 and maybe 3 lanes on the outer loop. So, again, that traffic coming up from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, getting up towards Route 4 there on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop. A big delay. The inner loop can also see it. So we're getting a backup there. We've had our own problems on the Beltway locally with the broken down vehicle on the outer loop after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That activity is still there. And that caused a backup very quickly and very early this morning, all the way back towards 795. And then the bottom end of 795 going to have a problem merging out onto the Beltway. Once you clear Liberty Road, get down to the bridge at Windsor Mill. Make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. The backup's now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, going back towards Erdman Avenue and very quickly filling in at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, anywhere around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, down through the Toll Plaza area, and then eventually through the tunnel and down towards Key Highway. Very heavy traffic already there. About in the neighborhood now of already 15-minute delays at both the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start, scattered showers later on today, especially south and east of 95. Drying out later this afternoon. Temps will be in the 60s, and right now we're looking at cloudy conditions. It is cloudy 46 in Forest Hill, 49 in the Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity.
Such frivolity. Yes, it is National Sandwich Day, Chuck.
Oh, very
what
good.
Is your favorite sandwich?
Probably ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese? Yeah. You know, they'll offer the club sandwich or a BLT, PBJ.
Tuna.
What do you have the tuna on? Is it on rye?
Celery, white bread, toasted.
Okay.
Yes, like, and tomato.
Yeah, good stuff, yeah. National Sandwich Day. Go out there and get your favorite sandwich. I do like the day after Thanksgiving, loaded up Thanksgiving turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And along those lines, Nissin, you know the ones that make the ramen noodles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have now are putting out the new turkey dinner and pumpkin pie cup noodles flavors.
Oh, jeez.
You know that's got to be loaded with chemicals, okay?
Yeah, no doubt.
There's nothing natural about that. Panera is debuting its new frozen signature hot chocolate.
Oh.
So I guess it's sort of an oxymoron, frozen hot chocolate. But it's like iced coffee, right? You know,
right.
A lot of people like that.
Frozen hot chocolate.
Okay. Chick-fil-A might be competing with Starbucks. They have a new spinoff cafe concept called Daybright opening up in Georgia. Mm. They will offer signature coffees, fizzies, iced teas, smoothies, along with donuts, quick bites, and more. McDonald's did that last year. Remember what
they tried it once.
Cosmo something, Cosmac. I can't remember what it was called. Cosmax, I think.
And it
went belly up.
I tried one in Orlando. It didn't work.
Yeah, it went belly up. So, I mean, you know, stick with your brand, right? Chick-fil-A might have something here. We'll see, you know, because a lot of folks said
they can put anything out, and I think people would like it.
Yeah, especially if it's got a Chick-fil-A brand to it. And finally, this is amazing to me, the folks in the state of Maryland, because we have a lot of federal workers in the state of Maryland, but they've been bending over backwards to create special favors, conditions for federal workers who have been furloughed during the shutdown now. All these restaurants are offering free meals and deals. Blowfish Poke, that's in Clarksville, Marriottsville, Ekeben, and Fells Point, Hamden. Some of the other ones out there are Italiano Market in Delhi and Columbia, Thompson Restaurants, and other resources. So, again, you don't see them offering people that just lose their jobs on a daily basis.
Yeah, right.
You know, poor Zach's, you know, you lost a job, you got no money coming in, and even between now and unemployment, and they never get offered any special permissions or privileges, but it's only the federal workers. Why is that? That's because of the power of the federal worker vote, which votes pretty much lockstep with the Democrats.
Yes,
so that's how it all works out there. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 647, former President Obama, he was not a big fan of the shutdowns back in 2013. And he said this, of course, this is a Republican Congress at the time. And, you know, it wasn't his fault, right? He's first to blame President Trump, as is Governor Tax Moore. Let's listen to what Obama said about shutdowns back in 2013.
Think about this. Shutting down the government just because you don't like a law that was passed and found constitutional, no Congress before this one has ever in history been irresponsible enough to threaten default, to threaten an economic shutdown, to suggest America not pay its bills, just to try to blackmail a president into giving them some concessions. We're not going to submit to this kind of total irresponsibility. Congress needs to pay our bills on time. Congress needs to pass a budget on time. Congress needs to put an end to governing from crisis to crisis. If Republicans do not like the law, they can go through the regular channels and processes to try to change it. That's why we have elections. You do not threaten the full faith and credit of the United States of America.
Gee, isn't that what the Democrats are doing right now? Aren't they holding the nation hostage? Aren't they trying to blackmail the president? Aren't they over at ideology? I mean, it's just it's amazing to me. Coming up next, we'll hear from Fetterman and Brooke Rawlings over the SNAP fund, because that is the Democrats. You have a judge, basically, that has ruled, two judges now, that have ruled that that President Trump must fund the SNAP benefits with a contingency fund. But that's not the way the law has been written. Apparently, judges can no longer read the law properly in some cases, or these are just judicial activists. But the new sheriff in town is Brooke Rollins, and we'll get to her and what that means all about SNAP and what John Fetterman had to say as well. 6:50, 10 before the hour. You know, Vinny Steers, your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny has built his reputation and career on guaranteeing the sale of your home, because he's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are pre-qualified, ready, willing, and able to purchase your home even before it may hit the open market or the MLS. And so that's why so many people that list with Vinny, and but you know, you sign on the dotted line once you agree on asking price and time frame, that your home can be sold within minutes, and you don't even know about it until Vinny calls you up and says, "Hey, by the way, we just sold it." So your homes are not going to languish on the market for months, weeks, and months, and in one case I read up to a year. They're going to sell usually within hours, if not days, because one thing is, if your home doesn't sell for that asking price in the time frame that you both agreed to, Vinny will buy it from you, and that's a guarantee. 410-709-7515 is the number, 410-709-7515, for Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer claim paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, along with your calls, comments, texts, and emails, we're going to preview Election Day tomorrow. Big races in New York City, Jersey, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and out in California, issues and the candidates. Their polls have been moving, so it's very interesting. The DOJ has removed Baltimore County from its sanctuary jurisdiction list. We'll tell you what's behind that. And I don't know if you saw, but all over social media, incredible, horrific displays of Democrats being ugly, vicious, and vile in their costuming. It just, it really, this is now, it's no longer the party of Kennedy and the party of your father's Democrat Party. It has become a progressive Marxist nightmare of a political party. 6:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so it looks like the broken down vehicle is cleared now from the outer loop of the Beltway after Windsor Mill Road. From what we can see from the camera, which is a little bit further south, the pace has improved. There might still be a police car or maybe the state highway truck still there, but we're still backed up at Liberty Road. and then back towards 795. But there's a lot more traffic now coming south towards I-70 and Security Boulevard. So we'll keep an eye on it. But the backup really back there at 795 is not going away. We're filling in quickly now on the Parkville side with that normal delay showing up. Both the tunnels already backed up to where we're about 10 to 15-minute delays right now, both on 95 and 895. Capitol Beltway had a vehicle fire. One point was fully involved on the outer loop in Prince George's County at Pennsylvania Avenue, and the inner loop is slow there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off cloudy. A few scattered showers possible later on this afternoon. South and east of 95 should dry out later. Temps will be a mild day today in the 60s. And right now we're cloudy. 48 in Parkville, 50 in Pasadena. Let's take a call from Bill in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill. Bill could not hang with us during the break. Guy is in Owings Mills as well. Good morning, Guy.
Oh, hey there. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I got a great idea. It's called reverse psychology. When I was teaching high school and I had some kids that wouldn't do their work, I'd go up to them and I'd say, don't even think about working today. Don't even look at that problem. Don't copy it down. I dare you. Well, it always worked. They copied it down. So if Trump would come out and say, I want you guys to vote for Mandami, you know, the New York liberals, they're dumber than high school kids. They, none of them will vote for him. So I think Trump ought to come out and endorse all these stupid liberals, and then nobody will vote for him.
You know, I understand what you're saying. I think reverse psychology works with smaller children. I think for and there's a poll out today that university-educated and graduated students now favor socialism over capitalism. They have spent 4 to 5, maybe 6 years being indoctrinated by these Marxist in these Marxist madrasas. It's going to be very hard to use reverse any kind of psychology on any of them. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, who's going to be primaried by his own party, says the Democrats own this.
I'm deeply, deeply distressing to know that 42 million Americans are going to lose their SNAP benefits. And now that's one of the big reasons why I refuse to shutting our government down. And again, I feel like the Democrats really need to own the shutdown.
Yeah, well, you do own it. They absolutely do own it because you need five Democrats to cross the aisle and vote to give 60 votes to cut off debate and vote cloture in the filibuster rule. As we told you on Friday, President Trump and others now saying that Republicans should nuke it and go to a simple majority. Because Democrats are going to do it if they ever get they regain power in the Senate. They're going to do it. They're going to do it to get whatever. If they have a Democrat president, they will absolutely 100% get rid of the filibuster rule. Brooke Rollins over at FDA, the agriculture commissioner, and she's a... it's not FDA, but she's the USDA, excuse me, USDA secretary. She has basically said, look, this whole argument about the contingency fund, it doesn't hold water legally.
And so the fact that the Democrats are saying, but wait, USDA has money in their accounts, why it is really their fault. I've seen it over and over and over from some of their leaders, is absolute false, and it is a lie. We have been saying on October 10th we sent messages out, on October 24th we sent messages out. These benefits end on November 1st. Now, let me get down into a little bit of the details on that to better explain. So there is a contingency fund at USDA, but that contingency fund, by the way, doesn't even cover, I think, half of the $9.2 billion that would be required for November SNAP, but it is only allowed to flow if the underlying program is funded. It's called a contingency fund, and by law, contingency fund can only flow when the underlying fund is flowing. So, for example, if the if today the Democrats say, oh, never mind, sorry, we'll open the government, and SNAP flows, Hurricane Melissa or one of the hurricanes hits, that's the contingency fund that we would use to send more money into the vulnerable communities that are harmed by a specific event like a hurricane. But it is a contingency fund that can only flow if the underlying appropriation is approved.
And obviously these two judges didn't read that. They didn't read the law or don't understand the law. And with these DEI appointments, it's possible they don't understand the law because they were passed through law school. I don't think they earned it. And in fact, that's DEI means didn't earn it. There's a new sheriff in town. And Secretary Rollins is going to stamp out the waste, fraud, abuse. And just in May of this year, the federal government found $66 million on a SNAP scheme in New York. Criminals have targeted SNAP benefits in every state, according to the federal dashboard. 53 states, listen to this, the federal government said states approved nearly 700,000 stolen benefits, claims with a value of over $300 million. It has to be reformed. It's got to be cleaned up, and President Trump knows it, and that's why he has chosen to fight this fight as well. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or to hear a compliment, or hearing the favorite things in nature, or just your favorite radio program, your favorite song, conversations with your loved ones and family. Losing your hearing does take its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. In fact, we do know that those who lose their hearing, age faster and have more problems with dementia than those who don't. So if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, no matter what your age, call our good friends, Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with 100% satisfaction guarantee. They are the trusted name in Maryland for over 40 years and offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. Call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Online, it's aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates today, 410-944-3100. Coming up next, we'll take a preview of tomorrow's Election Day 2025. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump describes what's taking place in Nigeria as a mass slaughter, adding that he will not stand for it.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria. And they have other countries very bad also. You know that. That part of the world very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
The president says he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. He's also warning that he will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African nation. The Trump administration says new nuclear weapons tests will be explosion-free.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright clarified President Trump's recent order for the U.S. to start testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades. He told Fox News the tests will be system tests, not nuclear explosions. Wright's comments came after the president was coy late last week on whether he was actually ordering the resumption of explosive testing of nuclear weapons. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Airline passengers around the country are dealing with major flight delays and cancellations, and food aid for millions is at risk as a result of the government shutdown. At 34 days, current closure is tied for the longest ever shutdown, and there's no end in sight. Senate Republicans insist the Democrats vote to reopen the government before negotiations take place on issues including health care subsidies. Appearing on CBS's 60 Minutes, President Trump describes the Democrats' demands as extortion, insisting that he will not give in to it. Gaza health officials say Israel has handed over the bodies of 45 Palestinians. Nasser Hospital in Gaza received those bodies this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 28 points. Nasdaq futures ahead 168. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new delay on 795. The report of an accident early said just south of Owings Mills Boulevard. It looks to be north of Owings Mills Boulevard between there and Franklin Boulevard. And the backup is starting right here at Franklin Boulevard. So heads up for that If you're coming down from 140 from the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road, it does get better after Owings Mills Boulevard, and then you'll hit the heavy traffic again on the Beltway, but the broken-down vehicle at least has cleared down from the outer loop of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. But the morning backup is going to be there from 795 all the way down through the ramps at Route 40 West. We're still in the area 15 and growing to maybe a 20-minute delay now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off with some cloudy skies for your Monday morning. A couple of showers, too, rolling in from the south and staying east of I-95, so not toward the eastern shore. Heading toward the afternoon, drying out with temperatures in the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 19-year-old has been arrested for a stray bullet shooting in Baltimore County's Parkville neighborhood. Police say a woman was hit by a bullet that came from a neighbor's apartment around 5:30 Saturday morning. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Police say they were able to find the person who allegedly fired the gun, and he's now facing charges. A Baltimore police representative says an exchange of gunshots Friday on South Potomac Street likely came from two juvenile groups. They met up on a sidewalk, traded words, and then opened fire on Halloween night. Officials say all the suspects remain at large. And in Salisbury, two men are facing charges for their alleged retaliation against witnesses in a recent murder trial. Police say 24-year-old Cameron Colon and 22-year-old Israel Wallace attended the gang-related murder trial of Michael Elliott. They were in the courtroom during witness testimony October 21st. Police say Colon and Wallace later followed the witness out of the courthouse and allegedly tried to assault them. Police intervened. Both men were arrested and charged. They are held without bond. Well, up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting. For zero cost and energy savings, call now.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Come and gone, that's how we'll describe the tenure of one Jair Alexander in a Ravens uniform. Signed as a free agent in July, the two-time Pro Bowl cornerback was traded to the Eagles over the weekend, with the teams exchanging low-round draft choices as well. Alexander was a healthy and active for 5 of 7 games after his poor play in the opener at Buffalo. Meanwhile, the Ravens' next opponent sent a message yesterday to the NFL.
McCarthy in trouble again. Uh-oh. Looking, thinking about running, going to try for it.
Kevin Burkhardt had the call on Fox as the Vikings upset the Lions in Detroit. 27-24 was the final. A healthy J.J. McCarthy is a dangerous quarterback, and if anyone thinks next week in Minnesota is going to be a walk in the park, well, you better think again. Despite not officially introducing new manager Craig Albernaz until tomorrow, the Orioles did have him send a message to Oriole fans via social media.
Hey, Birdland. Craig Albernaz here, your new manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Can't wait to see all you guys out at Camden Yards this year to watch our boys go out there and compete.
That thick Boston accent reminds me of when the Birds hired Lee Mazzilli back in 2004 with that thick New York accent coming to Baltimore. And finally, another change coming for the new look Orioles coaching staff. Robinson Chirinos will not be returning as Baltimore's bench coach for the 26th season, according to the MLB Network. The Orioles, by the way, have yet to confirm this. A former catcher, Chirinos played 11 big league seasons in the majors, finishing his career with Baltimore, serving as a mentor to then-rookie Adley Rutschman. Coming up in 30 minutes, it was a tough weekend for local college football. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons?
Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. Hopefully you remember to change your clocks by now. Otherwise, you're really messed up. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Top stories coming up in this hour. The absolutely vile, venomous, and vicious behavior on the Democrats on Halloween proves that they have lost all control of decency and their party. The DOJ has removed Baltimore County from the sanctuary jurisdiction list. Our top story today as we preview Election Day 2025. And in three areas, you've got New York City and the mayoral race. You have New Jersey for a gubernatorial race. You have Virginia, where a governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general races are pretty hot. Pennsylvania, you've got three sitting Democrats that like to be retained but should not be. And out in California, you got Prop 50, which would redraw the maps out in California, wipe out the rest of the Republicans. This is the goal. I'm sorry to say, all this talk about democracy and saving democracy. The goal of the modern Democrat Party is to wipe out Republicans. For instance, New England, you got 40% of the registered voters are Republican, not a single representative. They're trying to wipe them out here in Maryland. I think Governor Moore will call a special session, and we'll see if Bill Ferguson can do anything to slow the tide. But they're after Andy Harris's seat. They want an 8-zip. Here in Maryland, well, 31% of the state are registered Republicans. If the affiliateds or unaffiliateds or whatever they're called now, the so-called independents, would ever vote to register Republican and vote to get rid of the Democrats in this state, then, but until there is, because they're not even involved in the primary, so it's incredible. Anyway, so that's what's at stake. And we start with Zohran Mamdani. The polls are closing. Barack Obama campaigning for both in New Jersey and in Virginia, although he didn't campaign in New York City. He did have a private call with Mamdani, and he has not come out and publicly endorsed him, but gave him some encouraging words. You know, like, go get him, boy. That's attaboy. Anyway, Mamdani's insane socialist policies are still well on display for, and New Yorkers have to ask yourself, who is going to pay for this?
So let's talk through these policy points. Freezing the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants does not require money from the city. It is a determination made that landlords cannot increase the rent for those about 1 million apartments. That's something the city has done before. Making buses free costs around $700 million. Providing universal child care costs about $6 billion. These are significant amounts of money. They have to be understood in the context of a $116 billion city budget, a state budget of more than $252 billion. The money that we would raise to fund this agenda is in two parts. The first is by increasing the state's top corporate tax rate to match that of New Jersey. That would raise $5 billion. This would only impact the most profitable corporations, ones that are making millions of dollars in profits. The second is to increase... Please.
You're sure they're not going to leave? Y esas compañías no se van a ir de Nueva York. They're not going to leave New York.
So the way that this tax works is it applies to any business doing business here. They could be located in Miami, but if they're doing business in New York, it applies to them.
So basically, if you are a business in New York and you decide this is too expensive for me to operate, to the job is to create profits. Otherwise, you don't stay in business. This fool doesn't understand basic supply and demand, basic economy. So if you leave New York, let's say you go to Tampa, where Chuck Whitaker lives, Brooksville, and you open up business there. If you're still doing business in Florida, they're still going to tax you, even though it's an exit tax. Even that, I don't know, I'm not even sure that's constitutional. But that's what he wants to do in New York City. It's just, he's going to ruin the financial capital of the world, not let alone of this country. So more on the New York City mayoral race coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Here's a man that's always handling his business, Chuck Whitaker.
I got out before all these laws were done.
Yes.
I knew when...
You knew what was coming. You were way ahead of your time. You were like Panasonic.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever happened to Panasonic?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. They're still around?
I don't think. That's a great question. I've not seen anything. No. I've seen Sony, but I haven't seen anything in Panasonic's name.
No, I don't know.
And Kristen, right, Kristen has no idea what Panasonic is.
Okay.
All right, so now we're dating ourselves again.
Okay, Woody. I'll take it. Speaking of being around, the backup on 795 coming into the outer loop of the Beltway is still around. There was a broken down vehicle earlier south of Liberty Road. Then there was an accident on 795 between Franklin Boulevard and Owings Mills Boulevard. I see traffic getting by at Owings Mills, but of course the end of 795 up at that north end is only two lanes, so we're backed up there at Franklin Boulevard as you're coming south. The Beltway through Pikesville now filling in towards Green Spring, the northeast corner, a little bit heavy there on the outer loop. Some areas getting a little break today because of the cloud cover, and we're looking at I-97 southbound right here at Route 32. Not too bad there. There's no impact with any sun down around the bridge at 178, and the trip on 50 is still clear between the Bay Bridge and Sandy Point, and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a cloudy start, a few scattered showers later today, south and east of 95, drying out by later this afternoon. Temps going to be a mild day today in the 60s. Right now, 49 and cloudy in Severn, 49 in Middle River. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, for the first time in 5 years, President Trump went on 60 Minutes last night. Nora O'Donnell of CBS conducted the interview. Remember the infamous Leslie Stahl interview when he had to correct her on the stealing of the election and so on and so forth. So let's get into some of the clips from 60 Minutes last night with President Trump. And this, of course, is she was trying to make him feel bad about the ICE raids.
More recently, Americans have been watching videos of ICE tackling a young mother, tear gas being used in a Chicago residential neighborhood, and the smashing of car windows. Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
And, of course, Barry Weiss, the new boss at CBS, has got a lot of work to do because that loaded question from Nora O'Donnell shows, once again, that bias is in their DNA. I mean, they're more worried about the illegal aliens who may or may not be victimized by the ICE raids than the actual victims of the illegal aliens. That question never came up. What about all the murders? What about the drunken driver illegal aliens? And it happened again over the weekend. Two people died from illegal alien drunk drivers. What about the illegal alien truck drivers that killed people? What about the illegal aliens that have murdered people? Like, oh, I don't know. You know, we have a lot of names here. Rachel Warren might be one that pops up, or again, Kayla Hamilton, or any number of others. Those questions are never raised by the Nora O'Donnells of the world. And that's why I don't like Trump going on these you're just giving him oxygen. Anyway, she then asked about, well, what about the ones that have just come across the border and aren't committing any crimes?
More recently, Americans have been watching videos of ICE tackling a young mother, tear gas being used in a Chicago residential neighborhood, and the smashing of car windows. Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
Yeah, that's the same clip. That's my bad. But basically, she's arguing that people that come to the country illegally shouldn't be deported. And Trump goes, no, they all got to go. They all have to go. Maybe we'll play that for you a little bit later on. Again, it is just is amazing to me. Then she's trying to get him to spill the beans on his plans for the military.
Did you order U.S. forces to defend Taiwan?
You'll find out if it happens. And he understands the answer to that.
Why not say
this never even came up yesterday as a subject. He never brought it up. People were a little surprised at that. He never brought it up because he understands it. And he understands it very well.
Do you mind if I ask, when you say he understands, why not communicate that publicly to the rest of us?
Well,
what does he understand?
I don't want to give away. I can't give away my secrets. I don't want to be one of these guys that tells you exactly what's going to happen if something happens. The other side knows, but I'm not somebody that tells you everything because you're asking me a question, but they understand what's going to happen. And
see, the radical left and their minions in the media think that they should be part of the planning process, that they should be consulted if there are going to be military strikes in Venezuela, and he ruled that out. That is fake news. We don't know what's happening with Nigeria yet, but they think that they should be consulted. By the way, we're going to hit Venezuela. You should be stationed over here. So why? You can give them a heads up. We've seen that before. Peter Arnett. We saw that with Mike Wallace. We've seen where biased leftist reporters have alerted the enemies of the United States when there have been impending military strikes. And so that's why Trump is going to play very close to the vest. And then she suggested that this is these indictments of Comey and, again, Brennan and Tish James and Bolton. Or I don't think Brennan's been indicted yet, but Bolton. It's coming, folks. This is nothing more than political retribution.
James Comey, John Bolton, Letitia James were all recently indicted. There's a pattern to these names. They're all public figures who have publicly denounced you. Is it political retribution?
You know what? You know who got indicted? The man you're looking at. I got indicted, and I was innocent. And here I am because I was able to beat all of the nonsense that was thrown at me. And yet, when you go after a dirty cop like Comey, or a guy like Bolton, who I hear has, I don't know anything about it, I hear he took records all over the place, who knows. Letitia James is a terrible, dishonest person, in my opinion.
Did you instruct the Department of Justice to go after them?
Not in any way, shape, or form. No, you don't have to instruct them because they were so dirty, they were so crooked, they were so corrupt, that the honest people we have, Pam Bondi's doing a very good job.
Yeah. And that so far, there's a lot more to come. A big SCOTUS tariff case will be heard, I think, Wednesday. It could really impact the Trump presidency, whether or not he has the ability to levy these tariffs on foreign countries or not. President Trump jumped in to help Dilbert creator Scott Adams, who's battling metastatic prostate cancer, is very, very ill right now. He wants to try a new drug and for prostate cancer, a new FDA-approved drug, and he's asking Trump to help accelerate things for him there. And finally, President Trump was honored by Time Magazine as leader of the entire world and posed for some iconic presidential portraits. Wait a minute. What happened to the No Kings thing that the left is? I guess they're buying into it or leaning into it, however they say. That's the way it went down. 288 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more coming up on the New York City, Virginia, and, of course, New Jersey elections in just a moment. Tomorrow is Election Day. Don't forget to urge your folks and friends and family to get out and vote in those states. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. I'll be there for you. Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
723 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
In both the tunnels now, spotting at least a 20 to 25 minute delay. Southbound 95, looking at you live here, backed up to the ramp at Moravia Road. So it's there to O'Donnell Street, around top of the hill, Keith Avenue, and through the tunnel on 95. So long delay there, 895, pretty solid, going back to at least the Urban Avenue ramp. With the lanes moving. Beltway now is pretty much just a normal delay. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. Earlier problems south of Windsor Mill have cleared. They're still working on the wreck, and it's still slow, 795. The accident is between Franklin Boulevard and Owings Mills Boulevard. We're moving traffic by the scene. They may be on the shoulder now, but still backed up as you're coming south. It's a heads up coming down the hill from the ramp at 140. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start this morning. A few scattered showers in the area possible south and east of 95. Drying out later this afternoon. Temps will be in the 60s. And right now we're looking at cloudy conditions. 48 in Reisterstown, 49 in Ellicott City. 725, we're talking about big election day tomorrow. And even though we don't have one here in Maryland, you can help. You can help make, I know it's the last minute, but you can help make calls. You can send out texts. You can, again, I can't remember the name of his app. Scott Pressler's got an app. You can find, just put his name in search and on X or in social media. You can find his app. And, you know, even if you just send 25 text, you know, you're doing something, helping get to raise people's awareness. They got to get out and vote in New York City, in Jersey, where Jack Cittarelli is closing the poll. By the way, the latest poll I saw coming out of New York City has Mondani up by 7 over Cuomo. Curtis Sliwa still is refusing to drop out.
Responsible for the killing of 15,000 elderly, recommended for perjury charges by both Democrats and Republicans. What would make you think that this man has any ability to lead this city?
He's talking about Cuomo, of course, and you know, right now there are a lot of people calling on Sliwa to drop out. Cuomo, I mean, the last poll I saw, I mean, Sliwa was within 10 points of Cuomo, so we'll see. It's all about turnout tomorrow, and you've got to turn out in record numbers to overcome the Democrats' early mail-in ballot advantage. She is the Nobel Prize winner from Venezuela, Maria Corina Machado. She says, look, Venezuela was a thriving country. They had great economy. They had oil revenue. We had everything until socialists like Mamdani took over.
Liberty can be lost in less than a generation. And 20 years ago, Venezuela, people used to say, no, we're not Cuba, that it's not going to happen to us. And look what it does happen.
It does happen, and it happens. Look what happened in China. Look what happened to the former Soviet Union. Look what happened to most of these, you know, countries in El Salvador and Nicaragua and the like, in Colombia and Venezuela. In Jersey, the polls are tightening. The Republican Jack Cittarelli is closing in on the Democrat Mikey Sherrill.
There are positive signs everywhere that we're going to win this race. Number one, have you seen the recent polls? Oh my goodness. We're right there. We're out fundraising my opponent. We're out energizing my opponent.
Yeah, and similar to Maryland, energy crisis there, high tax state, just been completely mismanaged. Phil Murphy putting sick COVID patients in nursing homes, killing them as well. So Jersey, I think, has got a pretty good chance as an upset there. Virginia, it's a little larger, longer lift. But Obama was there. Governor Tex Moore was there all the weekend. I saw him. He was at Virginia Tech, as well this past weekend. And the Democrat, Abigail Spanberger, how about this? When asked whether or not she would work with current President Trump.
You position yourself as a consensus builder, someone who works across the aisle. Would you work with President Trump on areas like job creation?
I think that, you don't work with the arsonist who burns down the house to rebuild it. And in this particular case, the individual who's responsible for an absolute attack on the federal workforce is not the right person to help rebuild our economy.
So she's not a consensus builder. She's basically saying, I won't work with Trump. I probably going to do everything I can to impeach him. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears saying it's her agenda that is really spooky.
She wants men in locker rooms with our young girls. She wants to tax us. She says she's going to increase our taxes. She's going to kill jobs. And then, of course, we know she's not going to keep us safe because she's soft on crime.
And Governor Moore was there. Imagine, look at this, the optics of this one. He's stumping for a former CIA agent in Abigail Spanberger versus a Marine in the Winsome Earle-Sears. He's supposed to be 82nd Airborne. He's supposed to be a brotherhood. Not saying that you got to vote everybody for his military. You got to vote for somebody else who's military. But this is all about Democrat identity partisan politics.
Just real quick, regarding Curtis Sliwa, remember all the polls had Trump losing also in 2016. Yeah. So I don't think that we should compromise. I love him. I do not want Cuomo. I don't think he's any better than Mondami. And I still think there's a fine line, even with some of the conservative media, of warning and fear-mongering about Mondami, but it still has given him so much coverage. I remember when he first won the primary, Fox News was talking about him and like fear-mongering, but at the same time, it was a split screen of showing his campaign commercial that was promoting him. So I think people need to like dig through the noise a little bit there.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate that. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the Justice Department removing Baltimore County from the sanctuary jurisdiction list. Right now, 7:30. Time for some news headlines and information. Maggie, once again, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is calling on the Trump administration to release SNAP contingency funds today. On Friday, two federal judges ordered the administration to use contingency funds for SNAP recipients. On Saturday, a judge said the administration must present a plan by today to either make full payments now or partial payments by Wednesday. Governor Moore says the Trump administration must follow the law, release contingency funding for SNAP, and lead congressional Republicans in ending the federal government shutdown. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that injured three people early Sunday. A 24-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl are injured after they were shot at around 1:30 a.m. in the 700 block of South Broadway in Fells Point. Medics took those victims to area hospitals. At around the same time, patrol officers responded to a shooting in the 300 block of West Lexington Street, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. That victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives are investigating due to the severity of the injury. A D.C. area amusement park is shut down after more than 50 years in business. Six Flags America and Bowie welcomed visitors for the final time yesterday. That park was opened under the name The Wildlife Preserve in 1974. It went through several name changes and renovations before it rebranded as Six Flags in 1999. Six Flags announced the closure of the park in May, saying it no longer fit the company's long-term growth plan. Six Flags plans to put that property on the market so it can be redeveloped. And the Department of Natural Resources released the results of the 2025 black bear hunt in Western Maryland. In all, 89 bears were taken over the hunting season. That's down from the state's five-year average of 100 bears. Coming up, a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 662, the pick 4 was 7877, and now it's traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
795 is still backed up southbound. We're looking at you live right here at Franklin Boulevard. The problem was an accident between there and Owings Mills Boulevard, and then looking at the camera there at Owings Mills, you can see traffic is going south, but it's only trickling coming through there, so it might still be just a single lane for the traffic as you're coming south from Franklin Boulevard through that area. So again, a good chance for a backup there as you're coming down the hill from 140. Once you get to the Beltway, it's all the normal delays as you're moving in that area, moving around from the west side, Parkville side, and also on the inner loop through Pikesville. JFX now is starting to fill in from Ruxton Road through the ramps and the interchanges down at Northern Parkway, but running okay right here at the city-county line. We're still looking at about the normal 15 to 20-minute delays, the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. And if you're traveling into Crofton, there's a new rank, Route 3, at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off with some cloudy skies for your Monday morning. A couple of showers, too, rolling in from the south and staying east of I-95, so toward the eastern shore. Heading toward the afternoon, drying out with temperatures in the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens will get back to work today at 3-5. They're two games behind the Steelers in the AFC North. Pittsburgh forcing six turnovers yesterday in their 27-20 dispatch of the Colts. And it's been that Ravens defense of late starting to break through, allowing just 39 points total over their last three games after giving up over 35 per game in their first five. Takeaways and red zone defense have been the key, according to Roquan Smith.
I'm extremely happy for those guys being able to get the ball about and also just staying in tough on fourth down as well. And then Logan around the ball, Teddy as well, Marlon, all those guys. And obviously with the late pick with Malachi, it's one of the best things he do is catch the ball out of the sky. So
that was after the Ravens' triumph over Miami. Three trips to the red zone, the Dolphins came away with 0 points. They converted just 2 of 12 on third downs. Excellent situational defense, although it was aided by Miami's putrid situational offense. Meanwhile, college football, tough times for the locals. Maryland trying to hang tough with Indiana, but instead of the fourth quarter being their kryptonite, this time it was in the third.
He's not good.
Nope. It's going to be Washington. And he dropped the ball, scooped up by Indiana, going the other way. And diving to the end zone is Devon Boykin. Touchdown, Hoosiers.
Brad Nessler had the call on CBS. Three touchdowns for the Hoosiers in a minute 46 of the third, turning a 20-10 contest into a 55-10 rout. On homecoming, no less, seat is warm for Mike Locksley in College Park. Meanwhile, in Denton, Texas, Navy putting its 7-0 mark on the line, taking on the Mean Green of North Texas, possessors of the nation's fifth-ranked offense.
Hawkins.
Not a golf call from Phil Richardson on ESPN2. That was the fourth touchdown for running back Caleb Hawkins late in the third, cementing the Mean Green's 31-17 win over the Naval Academy, ending the Mitt's hopes for an 8-0 start for the first time in 100 years. Towson a winner, though, scoring 42 points in the first half on their way to a 62-9 thrashing over North Carolina A&T. Baseball, L.A. still soaking it in. They're going to have a parade today. Back-to-back World Series titles after their thrilling Game 7 5-4 extra innings win over the Blue Jays in Toronto. Manager Dave Roberts on the long journey.
In Tokyo, ended north of the border in Canada, going to a Game 7, coming out of the wild card series, and, you know, it looked bleak at times, but our guys never wavered, remained steadfast, kept believing in each other.
And what's up with the Caps on a four-game losing streak after Saturday night's shootout loss in Buffalo? They didn't have a four-game losing streak at all last year. They'll be on home ice Wednesday night taking on the Blues. The time now is 7:37. When we return, was the Dodgers win good for baseball?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the game was great. The series was great. The battle between America and Canada was great. Okay,
all best hitting team versus best pitching team.
Right. All the storylines were there.
Right.
But the fact of the matter remains that the team with the highest payroll won the World Series. And five times in the last 9 years, basically the Dodgers are top one or two in the league in payroll, they've been to the World Series. So in today's game, the way it is that good for baseball?
Well, I think there are other teams that have spent Yankees.
Mets. Okay.
That were not good.
Right.
And they overspent.
Right.
And so there is that balance. You got to have the money, and you also have to have the right players.
Okay.
At that break. When's the last time there was a back-to-back? 20-some years ago?
Yeah, Yankees did it in 2000. Yeah. They were 98 through right. 2000. But here's the thing, Sean, and David Rubenstein said this in the preseason. He says, spending the most money doesn't guarantee a World Series victory. He's absolutely right, okay? But what it basically guarantees is that you will be in contention every single year.
Yeah, you'll be competitive.
Right. See, the Orioles' window is so short, so small, because they don't spend the money.
Right.
They're good for 1 or 2 years, and then they lose 114 games for 3 years. Okay? They had 14 years where they didn't win anything at all.
It's about building your farm system. It's about building a competitive product on the field. And if you don't win every year, or if you're not in contention every year, then you watch attendance fall off. That affects the bottom line. It's a vicious cycle.
Right.
And you're not a large market like New York, Los Angeles are large market teams. They get tons of money with their TV contract deals.
And Rubenstein said that also because Japan is close to L.A., all of that Japanese money comes in for, right. You know, Otani and Yamamoto and all that. It's really not fair at the end of the day.
How would you make it fair?
I would install some kind of salary cap for baseball.
There it is.
Yeah, I think so.
It's been discussed. We'll see. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And Craig in Pasadena, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Sean, I love the new show, and just don't want to correct you, but there is one election going on in Maryland on Tuesday. That's our mayoral election. We're pushing for O'Shea really hard in Annapolis, and we're at a fantastic Super Tuesday, big turnout, lots of Republican voters that hadn't voted yet and targeted, and then we're making tons of calls, and we're actually going to be at all the polls tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, thanks for reminding me of that, Craig, because there are some local elections here in the state.
Yes.
There's nothing statewide, and that's what I was kind of referencing in my election coverage. But there, as you point out, Annapolis, but it's a Democrat stronghold. They own the entire council, don't they, the Democrats in Annapolis and the mayoral race. So O'Shea is the Republican, and you know, hopefully he can pull the upset. Prince George's County Executive is up for grabs. I think the Democrat stronghold of Westminster in Carroll County is having elections. So there are some spots that we can point to urge people to get out and vote locally.
Yes. Two terms ago, we had a Republican win in Annapolis, so it has been done recently.
Yep, okay.
Obviously a stronghold, but just wanted to get that out there. So we're fighting really hard, and we'll see what we can turn out.
All right, Greg, thanks for the reminder, Craig. I really appreciate it. 7:41, 9 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock. Governor Moore on his high horse over the SNAP benefits and, the $10 million he sent to nonprofits.
Earlier this month, the Trump administration ordered that Maryland should halt all SNAP benefits. And now they're choosing to withhold contingency funds that feed our families, our seniors, and our kids. And while this administration is willing to let over 680,000 Marylanders go without essential food assistance, I am not. And that's why today I'm at the Anne Arundel County Food Bank declaring a state of emergency and announcing $10 million in emergency funding for our food assistance partners. By supporting food banks, pantries, and community organizations, we'll ensure that Marylanders can keep food on the table, regardless of what's going on in Washington. Because in Maryland, when our neighbors are in need, we don't wait. We show up.
Well, you know, first, I know his heart might be in the right place, but $10 million in Maryland for the SNAP, it's my understanding that it's $110 million alone just administrative costs, which we split with the feds. And then by the time you pay off the benefits, it's $500 million. So $10 million is, you know, it's good. I'm sure it'll help some people. But again, you're sending this to the nonprofits where there's no accountability. There's no forensic accounting of that money and not directly to the SNAP recipients themselves. The best thing you could have done, Wes, instead of the $10 million, photo opportunity and a propaganda publicity gimmick, is to pick up the phone and call Chris Van Hollen, who's endorsed the radical Kami Mamdani, and Angela Alsobrooks, and tell them to vote to reopen the government. That would have been much more effective than the $10 million to the nonprofits. 7:43, time for traffic, weather on the threes, and once again, the update. Here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Now we're brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game December 6th at Towson University. 795 now, a little better after Franklin Boulevard, which would indicate the accident now has been cleared from the roadway between there and Owings Mills Boulevard. Baltimore County Fire, I think, just rolled up on a couple of things northbound between Shawan Road and Belfast Road, and there may be two separate accidents in the same area. So haven't seen any big impact yet if you're going north of Hunt Valley. Watch out for that. And then there had been some slow traffic coming south as you're moving on 83 down through the ramps at Pedonia Road. And that's just a normal heavy traffic working its way south, eventually down to the Beltway. So keep an eye out for the normal delay there. JFX a little busy through the city-county line. Beltway still slowing. Parkville into Towson. The inner loop around through that area towards Green Spring. The Parkville side is slow after Bel Air Road. And the west side never really recovered from an earlier problem on the outer loop from 795 down through Frederick Road. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-2026 season begins December 6th. We'll be against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season tickets are available at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start this morning. Few scattered showers in the area. We have some light rain right now in Annapolis in the next hour expected there. It'll dry out later this afternoon, and we're back up into the 60s again. Right now, 52, and light rain the next hour in Annapolis. And it is looking to be 57 and raining right now in Ocean City. So we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. Give us a call right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Get a chance to match wits with C-Wit and with Kristen. Maggie's off today, and you'll do that right now. We got WCBM keys and pens. We got some keychains, rather, and some pens for you as well. So all you have to do is be the first caller right now at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll get a chance to match wits with Chuck Whitaker, which in and of itself is just an honor for most people.
That's the price of admission by itself.
Exactly. People will be willing to pay good money to see Chuck.
I need some good money.
No, do. Yes, you do. You've been dealing with the bad money for way too long.
Yeah, that Monopoly money's running out.
Yes, it is. All right, we do have our contestant. It is Ben in Pikesville. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
You want to go first, second, or third?
I'm going to follow right after Chucky.
Right after Chuckles. Okay. Yeah. Story one. Secular educators in the United Kingdom have decided to apply trigger warnings to the Bible. They suggest that the crucifixion story involves sexual violence and said there's also discriminatory behavior and other violent content in the Bible that may trigger some who read it. Story two, a 13-month-old alleged gang member's baby has been deported in order to be reunited with the mother in Mexico. The baby's father is a member of the Sinaloa drug cartel and was arrested last month in California. And rather than put the baby in foster care, the Trump administration said better to reunite with mom in Mexico. And story three, Glamour UK magazine unveiled its 2025 Women of the Year issue last week. And the cover features nine men pretending to be women. The women's magazine chose to honor a group of trans women in this year's issue because, according to Glamour, trans rights facing increasing threats in the United Kingdom. So story one, academics bizarrely put trigger warnings on various events in the Bible. Story two, 13-month-old baby deported to be reunited with mom. Or story three, Glamour honors nine trans women, biological males, as their Women of the Year. All right, Kristen, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, the Bible, sure, does have some violent, you know, stories in there, so I could see that being true. And I could see another women's magazine not knowing what a woman is, so I think I'll go with number two, Baby right. Deported.
Kristen goes for story number two. Chuck?
I'm going to go with Glamour, one of my favorite magazines.
All right. You're going to glam up, are you?
Yes.
Chuck goes for story three. Ben in Pikesville?
I'm going to make it all, everyone for themselves. I'm going to do with one.
Ooh. Ah, all right. Ben goes with story number one. Story number three, the Glamour magazine, Nine Trans Women. That is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that, Chuck.
That's all right.
Story number one, the trigger warnings in the Bible. Also a true story. Sorry about that, Ben. Kristen has won again. And she is smoking you, buddy.
She's smoking everybody.
All right, exactly. She's on fuego, as they say.
If only that, you know, resulted in something.
She keeps
I'm still gunning for the extra
dropping
PTO
hints
day
that she wants to
something.
Compete for cash prizes now.
Or a vacation day. I'll take like an extra
cash
vacation
prize.
Day.
Cash prize. Or listen, she's on-air negotiations now. Cash prize.
I'm learning from Chuck. He's training me.
That's right. Have you gone to his barter school yet? Once you graduate
not yet,
from that,
I need to.
Yeah, once you graduate from that, you get the barter school diploma. Then it carries a lot more weight.
And a free trip to Bartender's Academy.
That's right. All right, Chuck and Kristen, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Let's go take a phone call from Barbara. Good morning, Barbara.
Oh, good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, my heart goes out to the Maryland election because to even think that this is a stronghold for Democrats, I don't know how we know that for sure since so many dead people vote, and Maryland has not purged their voter rolls, and we know that illegals vote here. So I think Republicans just need to gear up and get out and register new voters and get people to get out and vote, because I don't believe that Maryland legal voters, I just don't believe that it's such a stronghold. If there was legal voting here with IDs and you purged all the immigrants and illegals, illegals are voting here, and we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a thought. But I wanted to let you know, number one, I have family in New York. They're running scared of Mamdani.
Right.
They don't know. They are mobilizing in Queens and the Bronx, a lot, you know, in the other boroughs. I think we're going to have a really good surprise. I pray for them on Tuesday. But if not, they'll just have to live with maybe they need a lesson. But I think there's so many of them are afraid of it. And I have a question for you about the health care issue that Democrats keep putting on the table. We want affordable health care. Why? Why? Health insurance is not purchased across state lines and without all of the kickback money that goes in, come from these companies, from big pharma and insurance companies. Why can't we buy health insurance the same way you buy car insurance?
Absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
It
and
can
that,
be done.
Yeah, well, the insurance companies wrote the bill.
For 30 years.
Yeah, you know that.
30 years I've had an insurance license, and I know because it works that way. You have price transparency.
Right.
You know exactly what you want. You pick what you want, and you purchase it, and there's just the free market competition.
Well, insurance companies wrote Obamacare, and that's the reason why they don't want to open it up to competition across state lines. You're absolutely right. If there were free market forces there, if there was competition, it'd be a lot cheaper, and I think the coverage would be overall better. Listen, I got to run, but thanks so much for bringing that to our attention.
Thanks,
Barbara. Thanks for listening and calling in. 751 Town Appliance, that's where you want to run to see your favorite appliances. If you're in the market for just a single appliance or you're upgrading the kitchen, go see my two good buddies, Mayor and Mayor. Yes, they're both named Mayor. It's confusing, I know. But just go in and ask for Mayor, and one of them will respond, and they'll show you everything you need to know. If you're on a budget, if money is a no object, and again, you just got to see the showroom itself. Everything laid out there, all kinds of appliances at Town Appliance, where all your appliance needs are right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Tell them I told you to go in there.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family owned. No subcontractors, just quality trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the latest, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some debris is reported along 50 eastbound right here at Roe Boulevard, and we're looking at a backup right now as you're heading over from Roe Boulevard over towards the area of the Seven River Bridge. Not sure what the debris is, but they're definitely reacting to it. And even westbound might begin to slow just a bit after the Seven River Bridge, kind of looking at whatever's going on that side of the roadway. So just a heads up there on 50, either east or westbound. Heads up in Crofton. The new wreck was about 10 minutes ago at Route 3 at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Cloudy start this morning. Few scattered showers a little bit later on. Maybe south and east of 95. Drying out later this afternoon. It'll be mild up into the 60s today. Right now, we're expecting some rain in the next hour. 51 in Pasadena, 52 in Stevensville. And we were talking about the election and so on and so forth. People always ask me what sites I go to. How do I figure out, a lot of these going behind the scenes. I want to turn you on to a site that I think everybody should check out. It's called canarymission.org. Canarymission.org. And what they do is they're like the canary in the coal mine. They're the ones that are out there doing the research, doing the investigative the vetting, if you will, of these Democrats like Kami Mondani. And what the latest is, they've got a great video there called Hostile Takeover. And if you're a Democrat, especially if you're a Democrat, you should check it out, because this is a hostile takeover. The Democrats, Socialists of America, the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, the Zoran Mamdanis, the Brandon Johnsons of Chicago, and there are others. There are thousands of these Democrat Socialists who plan to take over the Democrat Party. In fact, they are. This is a hostile takeover. They don't like the Democrats. They hate the Democrat Party. But they're using it as a tool to take over, to get in office, and to, once again, the real enemy is America and capitalism. And they're using the Democrats as a Trojan horse. So check it out. It's canarymission.org. And I think it'll open up some eyes. Maybe some even your fellow Democrats, friends and family. Speaking of which, this party has now completely jumped the shark. I saw a number of videos over the weekend that were just disturbing on so many different levels. Teachers at a high school in Arizona's Vail School District sparking national outrage. They dressed up in Halloween costumes that appeared to mock the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And photos circulating online and on social media, several teachers wearing white shirts splattered with red stains over the left side, the same area where Kirk was fatally shot in September, along with the phrase, "Problem solved," printed across the front. There was also an individual on TikTok dressed as Trump with a gunshot wound in the middle of the forehead. That was her costume for Halloween. Look, I understand you don't like him. You disagree with him politically, but to glorify and to give any kind of quarter to the assassination crowd is just disgusting. Equally as disgusting was some actress in Hollywood, Julia Fox, posing in a Jackie Kennedy Onassis She wore to the T exactly what she wore the day her husband was assassinated, and there she's wearing the bloody outfit that was seen in the car that day and in the hospital afterwards. It's called a desperate Jackie O assassination Halloween costume. I don't know who's selling that, but it is disgusting and despicable. And these are Democrats that are doing this. Sister slain firefighter Corey Comprator received a vile letter mocking his death, signed and sent proudly by another deranged Democrat, Kelly Comprator Meter, the sister of the fallen firefighter who was tragically killed during the assassination attempt of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. She got a handwritten hate letter mocking her brother's death. You know, they are deranged. They are completely... there's been some kind of psychological breakdown. I think, what is it called? Mass something? Psycho confusion? It's some kind of mass hysteria is what it is. I think it really reveals what TDS is all about. Harrison Ford is the latest to suffer from TDS and saying, calling President Trump the worst criminal in the history of the world. Harrison Ford. Another sufferer of TDS. Of course, he's getting up there in years. Maybe there's something else going on there as well. But again, not a good look, Democrats. And as long as you continue to rally that vein, I think you're not going to win elections in the future. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are now moving into the mid-fall period where, you know, we're down into the 30s, and it won't be long before, you know, winter is here, and we're going to be, highs will be in the 30s. So you want to make sure the heat is coming on when it should be coming on, and it's not costing you an arm and a leg, that it's operating efficiently, whether you have a heat pump, and they're not all that efficient under 35 degrees anyway. So now more than ever, you want to make sure that your heat pump has got the been maintained and serviced, and the filter's been changed, and anything else that may be wrong with it. They'll come out and inspect your heating system, make sure it's operating at full efficiency, and if you have any electrical work or issues, they do wonderful work there as well. Tim Kyle, call him today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can log online at timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, Baltimore County has been removed from the DOJ sanctuary list, and Dahlia Tarr says she's the real victim.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Government shutdown day 34. Tied for the longest closure ever, it is having an impact on some Americans, including air travelers suffering flight delays and cancellations.
Sean Duffy, the transport secretary, has predicted that unless there is a solution, a resolution of this impasse that we're seeing in Congress with no agreement over the spending bill, that the situation as it applies to air travelers is only going to get worse. And of course, there's a knock-on effect to that. If people can't get to their destinations, it's going to affect business in America, the way that companies operate. It could affect tourism as well, because this isn't confined only to domestic flights. International flights coming into the country or leaving America are also affected.
The BBC's Peter Bowes, food aid for tens of millions, is also under threat. President Trump is threatening Nigeria with military action over the persecution of Christians.
Upset with what he calls the mass slaughter of Christians, the president said he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. He wrote on social media that the U.S. may very well go into Nigeria, guns a-blazing, to stop the killing. The president also warned that he will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African nation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A 32-year-old British man faces attempted murder and other charges following a stabbing attack on a train that wounded 11 people in England. The suspect, identified as Anthony Williams, also allegedly assaulted people at a London mass transit station before the stabbing attack on the train. Two people have been killed in Russia's latest attack on Ukraine, targeting the country's power grid. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 7 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 167. S&P futures 22 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result?
They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some light rain in and around the area, kind of scattered right now, but just enough rain in some areas that the roadway conditions are wet. The Beltway is pretty much crawling in the normal areas. Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville, 795 down the west side. Both the tunnels now with anywhere from around 20 to 25-minute delays southbound with the lanes open. JFX is bunching up a little bit there at the city-county line. 795 was still a bit slow. I looked at it just about 5 minutes ago. It was still heavy from an earlier accident between Franklin Boulevard and the ramp at Owings Mills Boulevard. After that, at least it improves going down to the Beltway. Delays at I-97 coming into Route 32 towards Annapolis. And in Annapolis, debris reported on the roadway, and we were slow eastbound on 50 going between Roe Boulevard and the area at the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off with some cloudy skies for your Monday morning. A couple of showers, too, rolling in from the south and staying east of I-95, so toward the eastern shore. Heading toward the afternoon, drying out with temperatures in the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore woman is accused of setting her pet dog on her daughter. Police were called to the 1500 block of Mullican Court early Sunday morning, where they found a 17-year-old girl suffering from bite wounds to the body. According to investigators, the teen and her 42-year-old mother argued, and the woman allegedly commanded her dog to attack the girl. Both the mother and daughter needed medical treatment. The dog is in the custody of animal control. The Washington County Narcotics Task Force says two Hagerstown men have been arrested on multiple drug-related charges. Police say Elijah Walker Boston and Joaquim Collier were taken into custody last week after a search warrant on a Wayside Avenue apartment. Police seized more than 2 pounds of methamphetamine, varying amounts of fentanyl, MDMA, cocaine, and nearly $4,600 in cash. Both men face charges that include possession with intent to distribute cocaine, fentanyl, and meth. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens and their fans had a chance to scout their next opponent yesterday, and the Minnesota Vikings gave them a lot to see.
Quick throw. McCarthy going end zone. Jefferson! One-hander! Touchdown, Minnesota!
Boy, Kevin Burkhardt had the call on Fox, and are the Ravens going to have their hands full with this guy next week? Best receiver in the league, a toe-tapper one-hander in the corner of the end zone, 27-24, the Vikings over Detroit. Later, Sunday Night Football was in Landover.
Play action here on first down, 13 of 13, and to the races! It's White, all the way, Cody White, for the touchdown! The first first of his NFL career.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Sam Darnold started 16 for 16 in this game. Four first-half touchdown passes. 38-14 was the final. But more importantly for Washington, Jaden Daniels was knocked out late in the fourth with his team trailing by 24 points. Why was he even on the field? A dislocated elbow, and it could knock him out for the year. And finally, tough times for the Caps, mired now in a four-game losing streak after Saturday night shutout loss in Buffalo. I should say shootout loss in Buffalo. Head coach Spencer Carberry was asked, what's the story?
Yeah, I still think we're trying to find ourselves a little bit. I know the record was what it was early on, but I'm not fooled by that.
Like, the Caps didn't have a four-game losing streak all of last year. They're on home ice Wednesday night taking on the Blues. Coming up in 30 minutes, Justin Tucker's field goal record is broken. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Don't forget, check out the Casey and Company highlight of the day on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at a couple of local stories, including Maryland Democrat Senator Dahlia Attar says she was the victim in the extortion scheme. Michelle, once again, disrespects America. Michelle Mabel Obama. Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to go on The View tomorrow. We'll talk about that, what that might be all about. And Wanda Sykes explains DEI. Top story here, though, is the, again, Maryland Supreme Court Justice. His name is Peter Kilo. And Kilo, apparently at his home, there was a Halloween display. And the Halloween various headstones read, "Here lies the Constitution. Rest in peace, freedom of speech. Rest in peace, food aid. And notably, rest in peace, climate science." Now, it's against the Maryland Constitution and Judicial Code for a judge or justice shall not engage in any partisan political activity at all. And right now, there's a highly relevant, high-stakes climate liability case moving forward. Baltimore City leaders are suing major oil companies, and it's going to go before Justice Kilo. Now, Fox News is reporting that the Halloween display belongs to Justice Kilo's wife, and according to a spokesperson, Kilo had no further comment. Now, I don't know if the justice put this display out there himself. I don't know if he even knew about it. I would think that his wife would tell him if, I mean, let's put it this way. He drives home, doesn't he? He drives home and goes in the house. He must have seen the Halloween display. And maybe he didn't put it up. I don't know. But it's the appearance of impropriety. It's the appearance of this kind of ethical thing that the wife should know better. Now, I understand she's entitled to her own political opinions. Absolutely. That's her freedom of speech. But it's not a good look for the judge himself or even the wife of the judge to put something up that's that inflammatory, that controversial, when you have cases coming before your court. But then again, the Democrats are blatant. They're in your face. They don't care. They're going to say, look, we're biased, and we're going to tell you we're biased, and, you know, it's already baked. It's already baked into the cake, so to speak. So I don't know what, if anything, can be done for this. The Halloween's over. Maybe they take it down. Maybe it's no big deal. There is something called the Commission on Disabilities. It's a judicial commission that someone would have to file a complaint with, and they will look into it, and here's what would happen. If it is the wife who put up the display, they're going to say, well, not the judge. But again, it questions the judge's judgment if he comes home and sees that on his lawn and say, hey, honey, you can't put that up there. I got a case coming before me that we have to remain neutral. Snicker, snicker. But this, we live in Maryland. And Maryland is as corrupt as they come. And that includes all the way up to the bench. I'm not saying Judge Kilo is, but you can see that this certainly sparks a bunch of concern and controversy. Again, she's entitled to her opinions. The judge his, pardon the pun, but she ought to know better. All right, it's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, 795 looks a lot better now. It was slow before between the wreck between Franklin Boulevard and Owings Mills Boulevard. Now the pace is much better after Franklin Boulevard through that area. Of course, once you get down to the Beltway, it's going to be crawling through Pikesville if you're going east, and then 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. The Parkville side is definitely solid from Bel Air Road around towards Providence Road. We're still in the area of 20-minute delays, at least southbound at both the harbor tunnels. They have cleared that debris, and we're back in business now on 50 eastbound, headed towards Roe Boulevard and the Severn River Bridge. So that's good news. The morning backup is there coming into Annapolis along I-97 as you're traveling south from the ramp there at Route 32. There's a new wreck if you're coming north on 95. Delays beginning at Route 32. The accident was between there and the bridge at Route 175. And there's also a new wreck in Adirondack County at Route 175 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start to the day today. Maybe some showers hanging around south and east of 95 today, and then drying out a little bit later on. Highs will be mild in the 60s today. And right now we're looking at cloudy 50 in Parkville. It is 51 in Severn. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again for America's 250 birthday celebration updates. So on this day in 1783, General George Washington ordered the Continental Army to be disbanded, and it would take, 4 years later when the Congress and the would have the Articles of the Constitution would be ratified, and then Congress was in charge of then raising the armies and navies and so on and so forth. But it was on this day, the Continental Army who did a lot of the heavy lifting, very brave fighting during the Revolutionary War along with our French allies, was disbanded. 1796, John Adams elected second president of the United States. Here is a fascinating story. I don't know, a lot of people didn't learn in history or maybe forgot already, but in 1868, the gentleman's name, John Willis Menard, from Louisiana. I bet you didn't know he was the first elected black U.S. congressman to the United States Congress in 1868. Yeah, I bet you didn't know he was also a Republican. And I bet you didn't know they refused to seat him as a result. He became the first African-American to address the U.S. House with the passage of the 15th Amendment. Blacks first exercised the vote, which catapulted hundreds of Southern blacks into public office. And as I said today, Menard appeared to have won a special election to succeed the late James Mann, whose district encompassed New Orleans, a victory that would have made him the first black to serve in Congress. But his opponent, Caleb Hunt, who also had contested Mann's original election, challenged Menard's right to be seated. And during the brief appeal on the House floor, Menard recounted the decisive support, 64%, by the way, he had received from New Orleanians. He said, quote, "I would feel myself recreant to do the duty imposed upon me if I did not defend their rights in this floor. I do not expect, nor do I ask, there should be any favor shown me on account of my race or former condition of that race. The House deemed neither candidate qualified, leaving the seat vacant for the remainder of the final days of the 40th Congress. In the following Congress, Joe Rainey of South Carolina won the election to become the first black seated in the U.S. Congress. So a little bit of interesting history there that he was the first black, first elected to Congress. He was Republican, and they refused to seat him back in the day. It's on this night, a 1911 Chevrolet entered the automobile market in the United States and became the first that gave competition to Ford, who was the first there. So let's take a peek at history on this day, November 3rd, in the history of America's 250th birthday celebration update. All right, let's go to the phones. Aaron's in Hartford County. Aaron, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean. So at the end of the last hour, you were trying to search for a term called mass formation psychosis.
That's it. Thank you.
And you're quite welcome with that. And it's obviously very germane to the aspect of the discussion that we're having on air. And that is the fact that this violent side of the left, I have one question for that side. If our side were so violent, where would the evidence be? Where is the evidence of our political extremism unfolding as violence? And I know somebody's going to bring up January 6th, and that's fine. You can do that. And you need to get to the root cause of what transpired on that day, which we still haven't gotten to.
Yeah, and
follow that up.
And but they keep telling the lies that there were officers killed, officers injured. Yeah, there may have been some officers injured that day, but there were no officers killed. The four people that died were all Trump supporters. One of them died inside the U.S. Congress. Should not have been murdered by Lieutenant Byrd and Ashley Babbitt. And then the other three died outside. Some were shot with hand grenades. Others were trampled and beaten. So, yeah, that I don't think that's an appropriate analogy. I know that that's what they'll do. But and look, are there some disturbed, twisted, sick individuals on our side of the aisle? Yeah, I'm sure there are. They're in every demographic, every category. But this mass hysteria, this mass formation psychosis that you mentioned, we're seeing it play out all weekend long. It was all over X.
Well, And it does have roots. If you go back and listen to the Yuri Bezmenov interviews from the early mid-80s, right, the debasement of our moral society, the debasement of our moral, he called it demoralization, but it's the debasement of our moral society, right, looking at people as others and allowing political extremism to unfold in both sides, but very much so on the radical revolutionary Marxist theory.
Yep.
You know, this boils down to a very much a spiritual warfare because of the fact that most of our side still believes in a higher power that is not a government power. And there is the primary difference that allows that othering to basically occur.
Aaron, thanks so much. Appreciate a great call. 821 Law Offices, Michael A. Friedman are there for you 24/7 when it comes to serious accidents that could result in serious injury and often do. That's when you want to call Michael. And all you need to do is pick up the phone. And please don't try to be your own lawyer. Represent yourself because it's a proverbial minefield of issues that you will run into. And in many instances, Michael tells me, folks try to represent themselves. They want to pay the contingency fee or they want to pay the lawyer. They want to keep it all to themselves. But, 0% of zero is, or 0% of whatever the settlement is zero. Because, you don't know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing. That's when I called Michael, make sure I mean, I'm not one of these guys that want to play lawyer on the radio and television, but you know, these are people that are doing it day in and day out for 40 years. And you think you can do better than that? No. It doesn't work out, and normally you'll fatally damage your claim. So just give Michael a call, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Don't forget their website, maflaw.com.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. This is the golden era of fixed assets. Annuities and guaranteed lifetime income are paying the best rates in 40-plus years. If you have an annuity over 2 years old, the new products can pay your penalty to switch and are often guaranteed to outperform your current product. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
823, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. Back up towards Annapolis. They're more sitting still than they are moving right now. I-97 southbound right at the merge at Route 32. It's not quite backed up to the bottom of the hill at Benfield, but definitely slow from there. But then at least after the bridge at 178, the pace is better. And then we're on the move all the way down towards I-97 50 around the Severn River Bridge and around the ramp area at Ritchie Highway. All the lanes are open. The wreck has cleared from the northbound side of I-95 at 175. We were backed up at the last check back to Route 32. That has now cleared out. So good news there. There is a wreck in Adirondack County at Route 32 and the intersection at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, scattered showers still hanging around, and it'll dry out later this afternoon. Mild day today, temperatures in the 60s right now. Cloudy 52 in Glen Burnie, 49 in Forest Hill. Let's take a phone call here. Richard is in North Carolina. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. I'm not an attorney, but I'm thinking about all the attorneys Trump has. When they found confidential information in Biden's garage, his doctor said he was incompetent to stand trial, and the attorney general didn't prosecute him. Well, I don't understand why everything he did from that point on is null and void. And why are we interviewing all the White House people about the auto pen?
Well, the auto pen, the House Oversight Committee has forwarded a referral to the Attorney General Pam Bondi, especially the pardons, because the bills themselves, legislation not signed by auto pen, that are all signed individually by the president, but the pardons and maybe executive orders.
Yeah, but going back, he was incompetent to stand trial for the confidential stuff in his garage.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, he didn't say, the term was not that he was incompetent. He said it is a elderly man with a poor memory. That's how they phrased it in the Robert Herr's report on his investigation into Biden. But I know what you're saying. The man was, there was mental faculty issues. And so that should have called into question his entire behavior. And yet all these people now, because they realize the stakes, are saying, I didn't see it. Kamala Harris didn't see it. Chris Jean-Pierre didn't see it. Except for some people that are being called in under oath to testify. They're saying, like Jeff Zients and a few others, they're saying, Robert Donilon is saying that he was offered $4 million if Biden was reelected. That's why he didn't see it. He wanted the money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I just thought I'd bring it up.
Well, it's a great point, Richard, and thank you for bringing it up, and thank you for listening and calling in today. Frank is in Delaware. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, good morning, Sean. Thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, I want to congratulate you and thank you for playing the national anthem during that segment. I'm a retired radio television guy, and 67 years old. And it brought me back when I heard that for the first time to when I was 16 years old. And I would sign on or sign off on the radio station.
Yep, I remember those days, too.
I don't know if they're any. They're all 24-hour now, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. No, there's still some daytimers, as we call them in the business. But, yeah, we used to sign on with the National Anthem, sign off with the National Anthem. Again, TV stations would do the same as the radio stations. And you have a few people left in the country. You got Mission Barbecue, I think, every day at noon. They play the National Anthem in their stores. So I just think that it was time on America's 250th birthday. It reminds us all of who we are and why we celebrate.
Absolutely, brother. I appreciate you and appreciate your program. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, Frank.
Looking forward to you being a listener.
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call and thanks for the kind words on that. All right. Baltimore County was removed from the Department of Justice list of designated sanctuary jurisdictions on Friday after signing a memorandum of understanding with ICE to work together on immigration enforcement. The memo says it memorializes operational procedures developed and instituted in 2024, which provides the federal government appropriate notice when releasing detainees from county custody. And before you think this is Baltimore County installing either 287G light, medium, or heavy, as I call them, it's not. All it does, basically, it says we'll now give you 48 hours notice when we're about to release an illegal alien from our custody. That's it. That's their level of cooperation. I think the DOJ let them off the hook way too easy. Because I think Baltimore County has sanctuary tendencies written all over it. As does Baltimore City. As does the state of Maryland, for the most part. But technically, they're going to dodge the bullet here. The Associate Attorney General Stan Woodward said in a statement, despite restrictions from state leadership, Baltimore County has shown a willingness to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. This is a small step towards restoring public safety. We appreciate the county's commitment to updating its policies. Well, you know, for the interim county executive, Kathy Stealthmeyer, it should be a full step, a large step, not a small step. If you want to protect the residents of Baltimore County, if you want to keep us safe from the murderous illegal aliens, drunk-driving illegal aliens, truck-driving illegal aliens, and the MS-13, which is operating, by the way, in the state of Maryland. I don't think people realize how entrenched they are, these gangs, in the state of Maryland. They're all over the state. Some of them are in our schools, etc. And we're going to be happy with, we'll just give you 48 hours notice. And that took a lot of heavy lifting, didn't it? It's unbelievable. All right, it's 8:30. Coming up next, Michelle Mabel disrespects America, MTG on The View. And Wanda Sykes explains DEI. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. In for Maggie Hunter. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. These news headlines are brought to you by Audiology Associates. A Baltimore police representative says an exchange of gunshots Friday likely came from two juvenile groups. They met up on a sidewalk, traded words, and then opened fire. The incident happened Halloween night on South Potomac Street. Officials say the suspects remain at large. An anti-ICE rally took place outside of a Reisterstown Home Depot over the weekend, even though Baltimore County has been removed from the DOJ's list of sanctuary jurisdictions. The rally was part of the national ICE out of Home Depot protest. In a statement on local TV news, Home Depot says it isn't notified that immigration enforcement activities are going to happen, and it is not involved in the operations. Home Depot says it's required to follow all federal and local rules and regulations in every market where it operates. The county was removed from the list last week after signing a memorandum of understanding with ICE. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is calling on the Trump administration to release SNAP contingency funds today. On Friday, two federal judges ordered the administration to use contingency funds for SNAP recipients. On Saturday, a judge said the administration must present a plan by today to either make full payments now or partial payments by Wednesday. Governor Moore says SNAP is a lifeline for 680,000 Marylanders. And Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that injured three people earlier early Sunday. A 24-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl were injured after they were shot around 1:30 a.m. in Fells Point. Medics took those victims to area hospitals. At around the same time, patrol officers responded to a shooting in the 300 block of West Lexington Street, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition, and homicide detectives are investigating due to the severity of the injury. Coming up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 662, the pick 4, 7877, and now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backup at both the tunnels now has eased up just a bit. We're under 15 minutes now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. We're just about 15 minutes going south on 95. It's starting to move a little better after Moravia Road now, but still slowing around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and eventually into the tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But all four lanes are clear. Parkville side of the Beltway looks pretty good right now. The inner loop through Pikesville is still slow. And, of course, the west side outer loop delays, they stay pretty consistent anywhere from 795 going down through Frederick Road. It's still slow from there. Does get better finally going down the hill from Frederick Road down towards 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off with some cloudy skies for your Monday morning. A couple of showers, too, rolling in from the south and staying east of I-95, so toward the eastern shore. Heading toward the afternoon, drying out with temperatures in the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, apparently in this case at least, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's good! It's good from 68! Cam Little. Cam's up big.
Chris Myers with what I still think is a call that didn't quite meet the moment. Cam Little's new NFL record 68-yard field goal propelling the Jags over the Raiders. Yesterday was the final at the buzzer. Of course, it bests the record set by Justin Tucker back in 2021 of 66 yards. Despite not officially introducing new manager Craig Albernaz until Tuesday, tomorrow of this week, the Orioles did have him send a message to Orioles fans via social media.
Hey, Birdland. Craig Albernaz here. Your new manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Can't wait to see all you guys out at Camden Yards this year to watch our boys go out there and compete.
So that thick Boston accent now comes to Baltimore. NASCAR Cup Series yesterday in Phoenix. It was another heartbreak, unfortunately, for Denny Hamlin.
It didn't work out. You know, I was just praying that no caution. And, you know, had one there. And what can you do? It's just not meant to be.
Wow, the 44-year-old veteran led for a staggering 208 laps from the pole position, but three laps from victory. It was a late caution that pushed the event to overtime, Hamlin finishing sixth, Kyle Larson surging late to score his second Cup Series title. College basketball season opens tonight right here in Baltimore. CFG Bank Arena, the now annual Hall of Fame Classic, it'll be Maryland, debuting a brand new team under first-year head coach Buzz Williams, taking on Coppin State at 6:30 p.m., Loyola and Towson in the nightcap at 9 p.m. And a sidebar here, this year's game features a special connection. Maryland football standout defensive lineman Sidney Stewart is the son of Coppin State assistant coach Stephen Stewart and the nephew of Eagles head coach Larry Stewart and the cousin of former Terp standout Derek Queen. D3 college football unbeaten seasons continue this weekend for both Hopkins and Salisbury universities. Both are 8-0. Blue Jays are ranked 3rd in the country. Salisbury ranked 7th. And a D1 college football note, Auburn has fired head coach Hugh Freeze after 2-plus seasons. Ex-Terps coach DJ Durkin has been named as the interim. High school football over the weekend. It was the 136th edition of City Poly, and it goes to Poly this year. The Engineers breaking a 12-game losing streak to the Knights. 41-36 was the final. In the WCAC, DeMatha Catholic easy over Gonzaga. 42-14 was the final. And a sad note, Bob Trumpy, a former star tight end and wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals and later a football analyst for NBC Sports, has passed away. The team announced on Sunday Bob Trumpy was 80 years of age. The time now is 8:37. When we return, pretty good on Friday Football Pick'em.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Just talking off air, I remember Bob, obviously I remember him when he played, but Don Crickey and Bob Trumpy were the broadcast team.
Yeah, they were
NBC.
Good.
They were excellent back in the 80s and 90s, and so he passes away at the age of 80.
Yeah, there were some great teams years ago. Summerall, Madden.
they were the best.
They were.
Summerall let him do his thing.
He did. He did his thing.
Oh, yeah, my
good,
God.
Good stuff.
Friday Football Pick'em, everybody, and it was a great week, by the way, for matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody did well. Maggie went 4-0.
Oh, good for her.
God
bless
her.
Congratulations, yeah.
You and I went 3-1. You're still lagging, but I did the numbers. Last 2 weeks, you're 5-3.
Yeah.
So you're on the comeback
now.
Yeah,
I'm now committing myself to excellence.
Oh, you are committing yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to pay.
Well, you should be committed, or you are committed?
I was already committed.
Okay.
I'm on work release.
Yeah, I
got
to talk to you. So that's what it is.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay.
8:38:22 now before the hour. There's Michelle Mabel. She's disrespecting, complaining, whining about America once again.
He said, we were all too aware that as a first black couple, we couldn't afford any missteps.
Yeah.
And you also say, as a black woman, I was under a particularly white, hot glare. Did you feel that?
For sure. You can't afford to get anything wrong because you didn't get the, at least until the country came to know us,
mm-hmm.
we didn't get the grace that I think some other families have gotten.
It's despite the fact her husband won the 2008 presidential election by a landslide, was reelected 2012 by a comfortable margin. They have gone on to bathe, literally, in fame and glory about their time in the White House. That includes cutting deals with Netflix, their own podcast, cashing in on huge speaking fees. They bought this humongous estate on Martha's Vineyard. They own a home in Colorama, which is an exclusive area of D.C. And last month, she complained how expensive it was to live in the White House and inadvertently admitted that she got into Princeton through affirmative action. Quote, all my scores said I did not belong in Princeton. People saw my skin color, and they said, you're aiming too high. End of quote. Remember, she said for the first time in her life, she was proud to be an American after Barack Obama was elected. So she has got a long history of just disrespecting America and Americans. And again, and most of these race, and that's what she is. She's a race hustler. That's what they do. Marjorie Taylor Greene tomorrow is going to appear on The View. And you know how I feel about these things. I don't think Trump should be on 60 Minutes. I don't think she should be on The View. I don't think you're not going to persuade or convince him because this is a cult that watches these kinds of shows for the most part. And I know she's been a little bit on a political rampage of late. And yes, while we have the ability to agree and disagree within MAGA, within the America First, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what she does with this appearance. If she goes on there and argues for America First principles and argues for MAGA And that can include health care, which she's been very critical of Republicans over. Really, she should be critical of the Democrats. They're the ones who wrote Obamacare. But that, if she goes on there and stays true to her core and you know goes up against the ladies of The View, then I think it'll be a great appearance. But if she goes on there and starts slamming Republicans and criticizing Speaker Johnson, Republicans, and President Trump's policies, then I'm going to be very suspicious of her motivation. We'll see what she does. I want to give her benefit of the doubt. We'll see what she does tomorrow and see how she... Then there's Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes apparently inadvertently has explained DEI to the rest of the country.
I'm going to be up front with you. If when it comes to a position and I look on the paper and they right there, or she might be right here, and he's up there, I'm hiring the woman. And that's just how I operate. And I'm be honest with you, if she's a black woman, you got the job.
So there you have it. Now, some will point out that's illegal. You can't hire people like that in America, but, you know, she's her own business, her own. She can hire whoever she wants to, in my humble opinion, but isn't that kind of how DEI works? Let's take a call here from Chris in Dundalk. Good morning, Chris. Hello, Chris. Chris wanted to weigh in on Wanda Sykes, and he couldn't hang on any longer, so or fell out of the cell. But there it is. That's kind of how DEI works, and we've seen it. We've seen it in police departments everywhere. Pam Smith in D.C., the white police lady in Cincinnati. We've seen it all over in New Orleans. We saw it in other jurisdictions as well. Are they the most qualified? Don't know. But we do know, based on their actions and some of the way that they've handled their duties and responsibilities, it would appear not. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
You know, I just came in on the end of that. I said to Kristen, it sounds like Wanda Sykes.
It was. Absolutely.
Some of her stuff's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. She can be funny.
Oh, yeah.
What was the show she was on? She was on Curb, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David.
Yeah, she was on that. And I've seen some of her stuff that is not censored. That's even better, in my opinion.
She just gets very political sometimes.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And she loses me at that point.
Right.
But everything else I think is funny. 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the lanes are open, and even the Camden Yards interchange right here at 95 Russell Street, 395, all the lanes are open, and a good pace, 895, a little bit slow around O'Donnell Street, but overall, for this time of the morning, it's not bad. We're in the range of 5 to 10 minutes at the most. There's still some leftover slowing on the west side, Beltway especially, and it's always like that, 795 through I-70, down through Frederick Road, and then finally it starts to clear out. JFX now looks good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start this morning. A few scattered showers in the area possible. Drying out later this afternoon. Be mild today. Highs in the 60s. Right now we're looking at cloudy and 53 in Arnold, 51 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, a feel-good news segment is a Kenyan entrepreneur named Eli Savacha designed an app that translates speech into sign language immediately using AI-powered 3D avatars, and he just won a major award for innovation. Think about what that would do. If people want to be able to communicate with folks that can't hear, then it's just the sign language is a savior, but you do have to take time to learn the sign language, which can take a while. Now all you need is an app. And you'll be able to communicate with the deaf instantly.
Signverse is an assistive technology, a social enterprise with a mission to bridge communication barriers for the deaf community. And how we do this is we've built Africa's first AI translation platform called Tap360. We like to call it Google Translate for Sign Language. And how this works is it interprets text and speech input and outputs very fluid, natural avatars, which is a digital human that now signs the same way a human being does.
Yes, ingenuity, technology are wonderful things when used for good. It is a great story. And our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos. And take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Indeed. So check them out. So the other thing I wanted to weigh in on this morning is this kind of goes along with the horrific Halloween costumes and displays celebrating death and assassination. And the Democrat Party really has become a death cult. But now there are some in both the Democrat and Republican parties. I saw this pop up on X over the weekend. And it stems back to when Vice President Vance was at Ole Miss last week. I think it was the first Turning Point USA event that Charlie's widow, Erica, was speaking at. So it was her and Vance, and she introduced Vance. And when she introduced Vance, she gave him a hug, and Vance went on to speak, and they both did a wonderful job. But now, since that hug, there are those on the left that are beginning to intimate, imply, or otherwise smear Erica Kirk for allegedly having some kind of something to do with Vice President Vance. So first they smear and defame her husband, and they kill him, they murder him, and now they're trying to murder her reputation as well. Because as a good Christian woman, that's what they do. So she sat down with Jesse Waters. I think the full interview is airing this Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. We have a couple of clips for you, and one of those was his accused killer, Tyler Robinson, has asked for two things. One, he wants civilian clothing, which is a standard request for the defense. Two, he's asking that no cameras be allowed in the courtroom. And Jesse asked Erica Kirk if what she thought about the cameras in the courtroom case.
There have been cameras all over my friends and family mourning. There have been cameras all over me, analyzing my every move, analyzing my every smile, my every tear. We deserve to have cameras in there. Why not be transparent?
Yeah, and I think that that does not remove his ability to get a fair trial, so therefore I think the cameras should be allowed. I understand the civilian clothing. That could be prejudicial to the defendant. I don't always agree with it, but I understand it. I think the camera, this, we all saw, and she's right, we all saw the horrifying videos, pictures of Charlie being assassinated, and I think that we all, the nation, should see justice being meted out in the courtroom. As far as that goes, but she also spoke to what are behind these rumors and these allegations that about her and Vance and Turning Point USA and how she dresses and how she behaves and why she's so out front because she's carrying on her husband's life's work is the reason why. But she says there is true evil amidst us among us these days, and it's manifesting itself daily.
There's nothing to hide. I know there's not, because I've seen what the case is built on. Let everyone see what true evil is. This is something that could impact a generation and generations to come.
Yeah, you want to show that people, you can't get away with this. And I think it has a greater impact when you actually have a... remember the O.J. Simpson trial? That was loud in court. And I understand it's up to the judge in that jurisdiction, but I think it would have a greater impact if we can actually see the due process, how it works, and what happens in the end. your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, speaking of justice, Maryland State Senator Democrat Dahlia Attar says she's the real victim in this sordid affair.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Tomorrow, we're going to get into the J6 pipe bomb hoax story. It's imploding before our very eyes. So we'll get into that a little bit more on tomorrow. And then, I don't know if you saw it on Friday, but FBI Director Kash Patel had put out a statement that they had disrupted what was believed to be a pending terrorist attack on Halloween. And this came out on Friday. He announced that the federal and state law enforcement had stopped a Halloween night terrorist attack that was going to take place somewhere in Michigan. He said, quote, "This morning the FBI thwarted a potential terrorist attack and arrested multiple subjects in Michigan who were allegedly plotting a violent attack over the Halloween weekend. More details to come. Thanks to the men and women of FBI and law enforcement everywhere standing guard 24/7 and crushing our mission to defend the homeland." Which is fine. I think it's great. But where are the details? What kind of attack was it? What kind of plot was it? How did they thwart it? Where was the attack? Was it in Dearborn? Was it in Detroit? Where in Michigan? Who was involved? Why do you make that kind of a tease announcement on Friday, and then the weekend we've got no more details? And I just think it was kind of an unusual press release on the part of Kash Patel. I'd like to see more. But sometimes he does have a history sometimes getting ahead of his skis a little bit. And we'll see where it goes and if it bears any fruit. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update now, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
About an hour ago, we had a report of a wreck near Belfast Road at 83 and never really found anything. I'm back up here looking again just to see if there might be a trooper in that area, and there's nothing there. So it looks like we're fine on both sides of 83, even up around Middletown Road. All the lanes are open. No rain in that area. The radar is still showing there is some rain kind of south and east of the city right now. So very light rain in some of those areas. The Beltway a little slow yet, even on the west side. 795 down through Frederick Road. We're improving and getting a little better now going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, maybe a few showers, mild today in the 60s, and it's going to be a mild week for the most part. Right now, cloudy 52 in Glen Burnie, 52 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Spooky weekend.
I know.
Dead bodies being pulled out of the water.
We're going to talk about all those
Halloween
things.
Shootings.
The shooting in Canton. I mean, I guess those are juveniles, right? We saw a little bit of the video, but they're still at large. Of course, there's been no arrest, so we're going to talk about that, of course. We're also going to talk about the latest when it comes to President Trump and his interview on 60 Minutes. I thought he did a fantastic job. And I think he really explained why the shutdown is the way that it is currently. And I think he did a great job at that. So we're going to talk about that, get people's feedback. Also, I don't know if you noticed, Sean, but Kim Kardashian says that we've never landed on the moon.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. She said it was a fake landing.
Yeah.
And if anybody should know about fake.
Yeah.
It's Kim Kardashian.
Oh, man. But, no, I can't believe this. But there are some people that agree with her. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, the conspiracy.
The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're all over the place.
Yeah, and then, of course, we're going to look at the latest poll numbers from Virginia, New Jersey, and New York City. Of course, there are election days tomorrow. I did see where President Barack Obama is refusing to endorse Mamdani.
Yeah. He had a private phone call with him, though.
Yeah, but do you think he'll do a last-minute?
Go get him, Zoran.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But do you think he'll do a last-minute, like a tomorrow morning endorsement?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
But, you know, I think it was interesting that Westmore was in Virginia the entire weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anything to not be here.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He hates Maryland, this guy, who wants to be the governor again. And then we're also going to talk about the wind turbines, because, of course, there was a big press conference over the weekend with Senator Chris Van Hollen and Congressman Johnny Ochesky.
All right, very good. That's coming up next.
Thank you.
Kim Klasick Live. So the Democrat Senator, Dahlia Attar, that is accused of extorting and surveilling and her former consultant, and she and her brother was and again, the Baltimore police officer that was charged, Kalman Finkelstein, I had no idea he was related to the Finkelstein's furniture company. Remember Finkelstein's here in Maryland? It was a big had a big store on Route 40. Yeah. But yeah, I had no idea he was from that family. But anyway, she's released another statement on Friday on Facebook, and in it, Attar and an attorney, and by the way, she is an attorney and a former prosecutor, okay? She admitted to some of the conduct alleged by the feds, but said it was legal. She wrote she did have the consultant followed, and yes, her family did capture a video of the consultant. Quote, I want to assure you that the media stories do not capture what really happened. She said that the consultant was a disgruntled woman who she fired from her first campaign in 2018 for cause. Attar did not state what that cause was. Quote, I wish I had known this woman's true character when I made the mistake of hiring her. She alleged the woman sent her a text message after being fired that said, quote, beware when you least expect it. Goodbye. This is my final warning. I'm wondering if that text message still exists and if she's turned it over to the authorities in her defense. She said the next 6 years were a nightmare. She read that the consultant who she fired was extorting, harassing, threatening, and stalking her and people close to her. She said, quote, I feared for my family's safety so much so my family had her followed when she visited Baltimore to make sure she stayed away from me. As a result, we discovered she was engaging in an inappropriate relationship with another person from our community, which would be the Orthodox Jewish community. So a couple of questions leap to mind here. One, if you have someone with that the text that is, it says, again, I'm trying to find the verbiage here exactly, beware. When you least expected goodbye, this is my final warning. Why wouldn't you turn that over to the law enforcement authorities immediately? And then when you're alleging that this former disgruntled employee consultant was extorting, harassing, and threatening and stalking her and people close to her, why wouldn't you call the authorities then? No, what allegedly you did is you decided to take the law in your own hands. And you had your brother and a friendly police officer. I don't know if they were let in or had keys, or I think they had keys to somebody's apartment or something. So I don't know if it was technically a break-in. But they went in and they used smoke detectors and put cameras on. I mean, I know that's what most people would do, right? You would try to reverse blackmail or extort. I'm sorry. I'm just having a tough time with this one, folks. I don't know if you're buying it either. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. And then we're going to be back tomorrow morning bright and early here at 6 a.m. on CBM with the latest J6 pipe bomb story exploding. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Tom